Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house, your home, your co-op, your condo, your apartment, your tent, wherever you call home. If you've got a project you'd like to do, we would love to help. You can reach out to us at any time by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions on MoneyPit.com. Just click the microphone button. Coming up on today's show, if you need some extra prep space in your kitchen, what about adding a kitchen island? We're going to share some design tips that can help you out, even if you don't feel you have the space for one.
And adding a driveway marker can be a fun and practical project that can definitely step up your curb appeal and improve your home safety. So we're going to share some tips for building that project in just a bit.
And here's a generally unpleasant project, de-icing your car window, right? When it's cold and freezing outside and you're trying to get the ice and the fog off the window, we're going to share a simple recipe for a DIY de-icer. You can make it yourself and you can get the job done quickly and easily.
But first, what's your home reno plan for this year? You got a project or two in mind? Well, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you want to renovate a house, a condo, or an apartment, we can help you with answers to questions about remodeling, renovation, decor, all of the ins and outs of your project. So definitely reach out.
But first, you got to help yourself by calling us with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or posting them on MoneyPit.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Matthew from Illinois on the line who's looking for some ideas on what projects are best for the house. How can we help?
I have a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath house. It's a ranch in a very desirable neighborhood for our area. And I'm wondering if we're trying to add some square footage, if it's a better value to do some underpinning and dig out a basement or to look at adding on a second story, what would be more cost-effective and what is better to affect the value of the house?
That's a good question. I want to ask you about your neighborhood. Are most of the homes ranches or are there some two-story homes around you?
It's about 50-50.
So, I mean, my gut would tell me that putting a second floor on would probably be much more desirable to a home buyer. Having a basement is a nice to have. I don't think it's a have to have. And it certainly doesn't replace the value that you would get by having a second floor with additional bedrooms and bathrooms, because those are the things that really add to the value of your home. You know, you could very simply get in touch with a local real estate agent. Perhaps there are usually realtors in all these areas that are just looking to develop their book of business, whether it's for somebody that's going to sell now or sell in the future, and ask them that question. They may be able to look at the listings and say, well, look, here's a house similar size to you with a finished basement, and, you know, what that was worth compared to a home that maybe had a crawl space in the second story. I mean, the data is out there if you want to investigate your local area, but my gut would say that a second story would bring more value to your house than just a first floor with a finished basement. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, I think a finished basement is great depending on the type of people that are in the area. Is it more families? Is it more younger people? It's also the size of the house. So you have to kind of consider who the prospective user of the home is if you're trying to sell down the road.
Well, it's definitely a family neighborhood. I know I'm one of the only homes in the neighborhood that doesn't have a basement, but I do have a three-car garage, so I get that extra storage space from that, and maybe some extra bedroom, bathroom space would be more desirable.
Matthew, I hope that helps you out. Good luck with the project, and let us know what you decide.
Oh, now we've got Catherine from Colorado on the line. Not something we like to deal with. Pest control. What is going on with the mice and the rats?
Well, the downstairs in the house, it's not finished. So somehow they're getting in downstairs, and I see little drop-ins, different places. So what I've been using so far is those green pellets of poison. But I've heard from a friend that there's new products out there, the ultrasonic plugins. I wanted to get information about that if you would know.
Yeah, I would skip that. I think that's kind of junk science. So I would skip any of those ultrasonic plug-in things. What you want to do is a couple of things. First of all, you want to eliminate nesting areas. So around the area of your house, if you have firewood, trash cans, debris of any sort that's anywhere near the foundation, those are nesting areas for rodents. You eliminate those. Secondly, you plug up any openings in the outside walls of that house. Now, mice need something the size of about a quarter or even less to get in. So any openings should be plugged. Inside the house, you want to make sure that there's no food for them. So a lot of times people will make mistakes by providing food when they don't realize they're doing it. For example, I had a friend who used to keep her pet food in the garage, and it was a big, you know, sack, 50-pound, whatever it was, bag of pet food. Never really even noticed that the mice had dug themselves a nice little front door for this that wasn't obvious, and they were just getting a big meal every single day from the pet food. So look for things like that where food is being left out for them. Moisture is also very attractive to rodents, so water that collects the foundation perimeter can bring them in. And inside the house, I think you're doing the right thing using the baits and the poisons, because they're very effective with most of the baits today. You know, for example, the decon, one hit of that, so to speak, it takes them out. I mean, it's just one and done. So I think all those things together is what's going to control and reduce the rodent population around this house.
You are listening to The Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today. Just ahead, having an extra work surface in your kitchen can make it much more useful. We're going to have some tips for adding kitchen islands, even in places where none existed, next.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. ANGI.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. And they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you guys are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Joe in Michigan who's dealing with a gutter issue. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, this roof I need some help with. I bought the house about 8 years ago. It's got a good roof on it, but it appears that they tried to save some money and have somebody do it. And what the problem is the shingles don't come out far enough from the top of the roof to get into the gutters. And there's a metal strip that goes along right at the bottom edge of the roof. And from what I see, it almost looks as though it's turned around backwards, as though if it was put in properly, it would extend out further to help get the water towards the gutters or into the gutters.
Okay.
So what the mess I've got now is I've got all this water that's hitting some spots in the gutter properly and others not. And I've tried to push the gutters and tap the gutters back up as far against the fascia as I can, and I'm still getting water through there. And it's frustrating.
Well, the metal strip is throwing me a little bit. Now, typically, at the edge of the fascia, you'd have something called a drip edge, which is sort of like a right angle piece of trim that goes over the front of the fascia and up under the roof. And it's at a 90-degree angle. Is that kind of what you're seeing or not?
I had them install some aluminum over the fascia board, but I don't think that's what you're talking about. It is a channel of sorts, but it's right on the top lip of the roof. If I'm explaining this right, you know, where they first start putting the shingles on and then they start moving up forward, it's like right at that edge, there's metal.
Are the shingles resting on top of the metal?
Yes.
Regardless, the solution here is the same. What you need to do is to extend those roof shingles into the gutter. So because there's not a magic potion that will do that, the way to fix this is to get a flat bar. And that's a very thin pry bar, and you're lifting up the edges of those shingles at the bottom of the roof edge, and you're going to slip underneath some flashing. And the flashing that you would use is probably just aluminum roll flashing, maybe 6-inch or 8-inch wide flashing. And the easiest way to do this is in small pieces because it becomes too hard to handle when you have a long piece. And you run the flashing up under the roof shingles, and you make sure it extends past the roof shingles and lays into the top of the gutters. So essentially what you're doing is creating a bridge to make up the distance between where the shingle ended and where it really should have ended, which is at the edge of the gutter. And this way, when the water comes down the roof, it will drop from the shingle to the flashing to the gutter. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and that sounds like something I can do. So I appreciate you, and we'll give that a shot.
Yeah, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 money pit.
Well, if you'd like to step up the counter space in your kitchen, adding an island is a great option if you've got the room. I mean, no doubt about it, you definitely need some space for an island because they're usually at least 24 inches by 36, like at a minimum. Now, kitchens don't always have to be made of expensive cabinets. Instead, you can think about upcycling a piece of furniture, like maybe you've seen a beautiful old dresser or maybe even have one in the garage or basement, even a vanity. We've got a lot of posts on how you can use those pieces of furniture in different ways on MoneyPit.com. Now, if your kitchen is small, another option is to use a mobile kitchen cart. It's smaller than an island, and the kitchen carts can greatly enhance your cooking space because they're compact, they're very versatile, and they come in a lot of different sizes and styles and finishes and configurations. And, you know, you can kind of push them aside when you don't need them, and you can kind of move them around the kitchen with you for a variety of steps of the process of cooking. I mean, they're definitely helpful and definitely space savers.
You know, speaking of a kitchen cart kind of a thing, you know, we recently, and this is not for a kitchen or maybe more for an outdoor kitchen, over the holidays, our kids gave us a pizza oven, which was a really cool gift. Now, to use this, you got to set it on a table, and you got to set it on some sort of a table or stand outside. So I thought, boy, wouldn't it be neat if I had some sort of like a rolling cart for this? And I found online a huge array of stainless steel food prep tables that are available with wheels. And I could not believe how inexpensive they were. Like for about $100, I got a stainless steel table that was about, I'm going to say 24 by 30 that held the oven perfectly. Has a shelf on the bottom. We put a whole 20-pound tank of propane, so it was completely contained that way. And I was thinking, boy, you could use these inside or out, these stainless steel islands. So that's another way just to have a food prep area that's easy to clean, easy to maintain, that you can simply wheel out and then wheel away when you're done. Now, if it's hard to drop an island into an existing kitchen, you want to do like a traditional island, think about designing an island into a new kitchen. And that always makes a lot of sense because then you can really plan it out and you can work on all of the space around it, because that's when it's easy to move things around and shift it to kind of really maximize all of that space and the cooking and the cabinet space, and think about the working triangle. In fact, a friend of mine is just about ready to complete a renovation, and one of the last steps was to install her island. And so she had the contractor sort of tape it out on the floor. And once she saw the space around it, she was able to make some changes because it turned out a lot of that space was wasted. And by shifting the island at that point, it was very easy to kind of make that change. So you have all those options if you are going to be building new. But if not, you can do anything from a small piece of upcycled furniture to a cart to a stainless steel food prep table. All of those options await you and really allows you to take advantage of having that extra surface. Because I tell you, when you need it, you need it. Right, Les?
Yeah. Now let's talk about the pizzas. Have you made some? How are they?
We did. It's funny. I was not here for the initial pizza.
The inaugural pizza event?
Cooking, okay. Cook-off. So my wife and my kids were doing it on their own. And then my son called me later, and he gave me a FaceTime tour of the results. And they made about 5 or 6 pies because they're only like 12 or 14 inches wide. The first one looked like a blob of seared dough, so that didn't go so well.
There's a learning curve, I'm guessing.
Right. As we moved through, there was one that was torn nearly in half. And then we peaked with a really dark one, too much char. And by the time they got to 5 and 6, they were looking just perfect. So I think there's definitely a learning curve. I did try my own hand at it about 2 weeks later, and I found, to my embarrassment as an Italian, I could not take that pizza tray with the long handle.
The pizza peel.
The peel, that's right, the pizza peel. And, you know, you see the pizza guys do this all the time, and they just flip the pizza around it, it just spins. Mine was, like, glued to the pizza peel, so I had to use, like, tongs to rotate it.
They have a lot of, like, they put something on the bottom. It's either, like, a flour or a cornmeal or something to keep it sort of loose on that peel and to also to keep it from sticking to the oven.
Right, so I got some work to do. I'm really pleased with it. The one they got was, I think it's called an uni, O-O-N-I.
An uni stove. Those are, like, the gift of the season.
They were great. And when you do finally heat it up, it takes 20 minutes to heat it up, by the way. But when you put the pizza in, it cooks in 1 minute. 1 minute. And they weren't kidding.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was good.
That is awesome.
So that's my kitchen island story and my pizza story.
All right. Coming over for one.
You got it.
Gayla in California is having an issue with the countertop. Tell us what's going on.
I am. About 4.5 years ago, I remodeled my kitchen and installed Corian countertops. And I use the pattern called Savannah. It's one of the light ones. So I'm getting ready now to sell my home. And looking at the countertops, they're really, there's tons, like, I mean, thousands of hairline scratches, and I'm wondering how can I bring back their luster. They never were shiny, but, you know, they were lustrous.
Yeah, they do have like a satin finish that looks very rich and nice, but obviously over time, just from, you know, normal wear and tear, they are going to dull and, you know, not look so great. There's a good website that generally specializes in granite and marble care. It's called stonecare.com, but they do have some products for Corian. And there's actually a spray, you know, it's made to reduce a residue on the surface. I'm not sure it's going to help you with the scratches, but it could be a good starting point. It's called their Deep Cleaner for Corian, and that might be a good place to start, at least.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that they're that dirty. I do keep them quite clean, but it's just a question. It's just those hairline scratches, and when the sun comes through the window, you really see them.
What that product does is it will also pull out any residue from all the cleaning that you have been doing so religiously, which is a good thing. The other nice thing, though, about Corian is the scratches can be repaired. And if you the Corian can be repolished, basically lightly sanded, so to speak.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
Right, to actually pull those scratches right out. So that's not something that I would recommend that you do the first time out.
No,
but
I don't
think
so.
A kitchen cabinet company, for example, they might have an installer, and for a reasonably small fee, they might come out and repolish those tops for you. They're going to have all the tools and the equipment as well, and probably they can pull many of those scratches right out.
Well, thank you. That sounds like the way to go for me.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, and good luck selling your house.
Well, thank you, and best to you both.
Bill in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm trying to clean some pressure-treated deck. This is on the second floor of my house, and also on the ground is stone, what we have here in Tennessee, crab orchard stone. It's a soft stone, and it's turned black. The stone has turned black over time. It's about 15 years old, and the pressure-treated wood is turned black also, and I wanted to see what the best thing to clean both of them. I've tried cleaner on the end of a garden hose, and and I followed the instructions, but it didn't do much at all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like a combination of, you know, the wood aging and also mold or algae. Now, you know, a pressure washer set to an aggressive but gentle setting, if that makes any sense, will probably do the best to kind of attack this growth on it. If you could use some bleach and water or wet and forget, a product like that that will, you know, do a good job of, I'm not going to say attacking, but you know what I mean, like really aggressively going at this growth, that will probably do a good job of, you know, getting to the base of it and removing it from it. If you can get more sunlight on the area to sort of beat this shady mold growth that's happening, that will help tremendously. You know, there's some things that you can do there.
Okay. That's good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, building a driveway marker, it can be a fun weekend project that definitely adds to your curb appeal and for sure steps up your home safety. So we're going to have some tips to help after this.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Well, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number is 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes. And their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair. New name, same great service and location. 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's
530-226-0992. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started. Jan in California is having a wallpaper removal situation. Tell us what's going on.
I've been removing wallpaper and repapering for 50 years, and I've never come across where you take the wallpaper off and it looks like there's a paper lining behind it. I've had some people tell me that this is a filler for the texturing, so the wallpaper looks smooth, and others tell me that it's a liner, and it fills the whole wall with pencil lines where the wallpaper goes. I don't want to damage the sheetrock that's underneath, so I'm a little leery about taking that off or leaving it on or what I should do with it.
So your end game is to get down to the drywall?
Well, it doesn't have to be if I can texture over what's there, but it's almost like a paper, and I don't know if we can put the mud and everything on that.
If it's adhered well, then I don't see why you couldn't texture over it. Do you want to use a textured paint?
No, I want to use the texture that I've had on the other walls.
The key here is whether or not the surface that you've exposed is well adhered to the drywall underneath. If it's well adhered, then you can go ahead and put your texture over that. If it's not, then your texture could be on there for a couple of months and it could start falling off in chunks when that backer paper pulls off. As long as it's well adhered, then I don't see any reason you can't go on top of it, Jan.
Okay, I appreciate you and enjoy your program all the time.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, you may have noticed that the homes that really stand out are the ones that have a little something extra at the end of their driveway. I'm talking about a driveway marker. Now, there's the aesthetic reason, of course. They just look nice. They set your home apart from the street, and they really set a tone that's just a notch above. But they can also help to identify your house for everybody, from delivery people to friends to, most importantly, first responders like fire, police, and EMTs.
Now, there are many types of driveway markers. You think about it. It's stone. It comes in brick, wood, metal fence pieces. Some people use sculpture to create driveway markers. Whichever one you choose, make sure you keep your home style into that consideration, because if you live like in a modest colonial house, you don't want to put like giant columns on either side of your driveway. It's not going to look right. So think about size. Think about the materials. Some material requires a lot more maintenance than others, and you know, you don't want to be dealing with that if you don't have to. And this is important. Add reflectors. Why would you do that? Well, if you live on a dark street, it helps you spot both sides of the driveway. If you live in an area where there's a lot of snow, it gives you a sense as to where those surfaces are so you don't mistakenly hit them with snow plows or snow blowers or even your shovels. And then think about installation. Make sure your markers, no matter what material, are not going anywhere anytime soon. And remember, you need to call before you dig. You need to make sure you identify utility lines that are underneath that surface. If you break a utility line you didn't call first, you will be subject to buku fines, like major bucks. So don't skip that step. It's free. You just call 811, and they will send out a team from the local utility to mark that out so you know it's going to be nice and safe.
Yeah, and you know what, guys? When you're in the planning process, maybe you can consider adding a mailbox or a place to get the newspaper into. You know, those are really fun ways to help make it more functional and beautiful. Think about lighting. Think about the house numbers. Find something that's in the style of your home. And, I mean, one of the most common types that we've seen is a white picket fence style. You know, it's kind of two simple corners on either side of the drive. And then there's sort of those stock pieces of fencing that kind of swoop down, you know, make a little, just a little design point at the end of the drive. And that is definitely a DIY project.
We've got more tips on MoneyPit.com on how to create the perfect driveway markers.
All right, now we've got Derwin in Texas who's dealing with a fascia board situation. Tell us what's going on.
I have a fascia board that is rotten. The way it's put on there is I have a 1x4 fascia board that's nailed up on there, and then the 1x2 is nailed on the top portion of the fascia board.
Yep.
And which kind of act, and the gutter is nailed to the 1x2, so I guess the 1x2 keeps the gutter from resting up against the fascia board.
Got it.
From rotting. Mm-hmm. So, but the drip edge, there's a drip edge that's nailed to the top, so like a 2x2 drip edge, and the top part of the drip edge is nailed to the roof deck, and then the other half is lays into the gutter.
So what you want to know is how can you get the rotted fascia board out without taking apart your gutter and your drip edge and your spacer and all that stuff, right?
Right.
There's no way to surgically remove the fascia. It's like one part of the assembly. So you'd have to take the whole thing apart. Now, I mean, it sounds like a lot of work. It's not a tremendous project to get a gutter off. It's not something you can do yourself because you don't want to bend it. So you have to do it with some help, take the gutter off in one piece. But there is an opportunity here, and that is that when you replace the fascia, I would not put wood fascia back. what I would do is I would use a product called AZEK, A-Z-E-K. This looks like wood, so it can look like that old 1x4 that you had, except it's made of cellular PVC. So it cuts like wood, and it looks like wood, but it never rots. So I would definitely suggest that this is an opportunity to improve the material that you're using there. Now, whether or not you put back the spacer and the gutter the way it was before is up to you. You really don't need to have a spacer. You could put the gutter right up against the AZEK, then have the roof just lay into the top of the gutter. That would be the most normal assembly for that kind of thing. But if you want the spacer and it just works out better because that's the way it was before, then what you could do is buy 1x6 AZEK, cut a 1.5-inch strip off of it, use that as a spacer, and use the rest. You'll have 1x4 left, and use that for the fascia, and you'll have the strip just in one piece.
So it cuts just like wood.
Looks like wood, cuts like wood, doesn't rot like wood. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, you know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, de-icing your car window can be a cold and unpleasant start for your day. We're going to share a simple recipe for a de-icer you can make yourself that can get the job done quickly and easily when the Money Pit returns. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You got big plans for the Money Pit this 2023 year? Maybe you've got a big project. Maybe you've got a small project. Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can for sure build it, and we can help. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Joan in Illinois on the line who's dealing with a mold issue. Tell us about it, Joan.
Well, I'm wondering what causes dry rot and how you can tell if you have it.
Okay. Well, what are you seeing, Joan?
Coming down to the floor, there's about an inch below the molding, and I took the carpet up, and I saw sawdust down there, and I wondered if it was dry rot.
Right. So first of all, there's no such thing as dry rot. There's only wet rot. Wood that gets wet, it gets over 25% moist, can start to decay. And if that wood also dries out, that's what people call dry rot. But it's really sort of a misnomer because it's not really dry rot. It's wet rot that has dried out.
Oh, so we can't cause it by overheating or under-humidifying a house.
No. Well, not overheating, but if you over-humidify, I guess it's technically possible because you'd put a lot of water in there. But no, you're not going to cause it by overheating. Now, in terms of what you're seeing under this molding, I think that would bear some further investigation. When you mentioned sawdust, I think about carpenter ants, for example. And so I would make sure that I know exactly what's causing this. One of the things that you could do is you could take a picture of it, and you could post it to our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. We'll take a look at it and give you an opinion. Or you could post it to the community section at moneypit.com. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right, Joan, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, the ice in your car window can be a cold and unpleasant start to the day, so we've got a simple recipe for a de-icer that you can make yourself that's going to get that job done quickly and easily. So here's what you do. You fill up a spray bottle with about one-third water and two-thirds rubbing alcohol. Mixing just water and rubbing alcohol is going to work like magic. Now keep that filled spray bottle in your car so that you can use it on the go.
Yeah, that water and alcohol works really well because rubbing alcohol has a much, much, much lower freezing point than water. Actually, it freezes at like over 100 degrees below Fahrenheit. So it really speeds up the melting process and it prevents that surface from icing up in the future. And I love it. You can just simply keep it in your car because this way, you know, you have it when you need it. I mean, even at the end of the day, you come out of work and you got to de-ice your car. You just grab the bottle with a few spritz. You're totally good to go.
Randy in Delaware is on the line doing a bathroom project. Tell us how you're working on it.
So a shower stall, an old shower stall was removed with, an old pan, just, all cruddy and moldy and outdated. So installing a new shower base, it's not a mud base. It's, preformed epoxy and, cement. And then, I was wondering about what type of flashing you might recommend from, the framing members behind, the corners and, any of these areas. How susceptible are they to, these moisture issues where, the corners may, with expansion and contraction, may break open or, get some kind of moisture penetration? What's the extent of the, flashing system that you put behind cement board?
Okay, so when you put on tile backer board, you don't flash like you would if you were, putting up shingles and intersecting with siding. I mean, essentially what you do is you put the pan in, you put the backer board on, you overlap the pan, and then you put the adhesive on and the tile right on top of that. I mean, that's sort of the normal procedure for doing a tile job. You don't really flash the board any further than just making sure it overlaps the prefabricated pan. Is that what I'm hearing? You're using a prefabricated, say, a fiberglass tile pan?
Right. But, there are a lot of recommendations out there to run like a 6 mil plastic sheet behind the backer board so that any penetration that, could occur in the future hits this plastic wall. It overlaps the pan, and in front of that, the backer board overlaps it. But anything that penetrates the backer board and the tile and all that hits this plastic and eventually makes its way to the pan, you know, never actually, you know, getting to the framing members.
I don't have a problem with that, but let me put it to you this way. For many years, the way that tile showers were done is they simply put the green board, the water-resistant drywall, right on top of the studs, and that was it. There was nothing more than that. So by putting on a tile board, you're already making it a lot more durable. And if you want to put a polyethylene sheet behind that, I have no problem with that. Just make sure that the shower pan that you choose goes up enough to create that good overlap at the bottom so you don't have water that backs up into it.
I think that's it.
What are you guys working on this fine February day? If it's your house, you're in the right place because we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios and here to help. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, almost all attics need vents, but placing vents in the wrong place can lead to losing energy, gaining some mold, and rot. We're going to share how you can avoid all of that when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
The air blows over the ridge, and it sucks out of the attic, sort of depressurizes that space, and pulls out of the attic all of that moist air, for example, in the wintertime. Now, at the same time, as the air blows against the side of your house, the wind pushes that air against the side of your house, it goes into the soffit vents, up under the roof sheathing, dragging it out, and again, exits at the ridge vent. So that cyclical sort of 24/7 flow basically works year-round and does its job, and it's much, much better than a powered attic ventilator, because when you have one of those, especially, I've seen people put these, Leslie, like they have a little ridge vent, and then they put the ventilator right next to it. It's like a dog chasing its tail. You know, the air basically pulls in the ridge vent, goes out the ventilator, and so on and so forth. It just cycles. It never really, you know, ventilates the entire house. So kind of a bad idea for that reason. And also, it can also depressurize the rest of the house. That means you can actually pull air conditioned air out from the living space, and that means you have to run the AC longer, you know, to do that. So for it to be effective. So for all those reasons, improve the ridge vent as best you can, put in roof vents where you can, and always keep those soffit vents open.
All right, good tips. Now we've got Jackie who says, part of my house has a flat metal roof that's leaking at the seams. What is the best way to seal those leaks? I don't know that I've seen a flat metal roof.
Well, you know, we do see more and more of them. First of all, if you go to an area that's really old, like when I was first doing home inspections, I was in Washington, D.C., and there they've got flat metal roofs and slightly pitched metal roofs all over the place, especially like in the center of the city. We used to see them a lot. So I learned a lot about how they go together and how they fall apart. And I've seen a lot of good repair jobs and a lot of bad repair jobs. And the bottom line is that lazy roofers will cover them with tar. That's the kiss of death for a metal roof because it starts the rusting process. The best thing to do is if you have leaks at the seam is to have a metal roofer, open up those seams and rebuild them so they don't leak. The only sealant I would use if you had to do something quick would be clear silicone sealant along the seam that's leaking. Don't go overboard on it because you don't want the risk water getting under it and forcing that metal roof to rust.
All right, that's a good call. Hope that helps you out, Jackie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day with us. We hope that you picked up a trick or two about how to take care of your house, get those jobs done once, done right, so you don't have to do it again. If you think of a question, you can reach us 24/7 at 888 Money Pit or by posting your questions by clicking the microphone button at moneypit.com. For now, that's all the time we have. Until we talk again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people Phillip trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. China's not happy the U.S. shot down what it says was a spy balloon, but China maintains was for meteorological study and had drifted off course.
Here we go.
Right there, buddy.
The floating orb was first discovered over Montana and deflated by a missile from an F-22 fighter jet off the East Coast near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Beijing's insisting the violation was an accident, and they're threatening further action in response. The Navy is taking the lead in operations to recover the remnants. Some residents of East Palestine, Ohio, told to evacuate. Others urged to shelter in place after a train derailment near the Pennsylvania state line. Norfolk Southern says about 50 cars derailed Friday night in East Palestine from a train carrying a variety of freight from Madison, Illinois to Conway, Pennsylvania. No injuries were reported. The Fed's job could get a little harder after last month's strong jobs report.
President Biden took a victory lap after the government reported 517,000 new jobs last month and a 3.4% unemployment rate. But the latest numbers could cause headaches at the nation's central bank. The Fed has been raising interest rates in hopes of slowing hiring and taming inflation. January's report surprised analysts because wage growth eased a bit, even as inflation shows signs of cooling. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democrats approved swapping states to open its 2024 presidential primary. The National Committee voting to replace Iowa with South Carolina in the leadoff spot, part of a major shakeup meant to empower black and other minority voters critical to the party's base of support. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Traffic deaths are near historic highs.
More than 40,000 people a year die in car accidents. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg calls it a crisis, comparing it to the number of people killed by guns every year. And he worries that we're getting used to it. So now the DOT's call to action is urging public and private sector groups to get involved. Uber and Lyft are in, so are Honda and 3M. They're pledging millions to help. Uber and Lyft are focused on keeping drunk drivers off the roads, 3M helping to make road signs and lane markings more visible, Honda pledging millions to improve teen driver safety. I'm Rita Foley.
A United Airlines flight headed from Chicago to Las Vegas made an unplanned stop in Nebraska today after the pilot reported engine problems. No one was injured. They're taking a look into it maintenance-wise. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It was a close call in the Lone Star State.
The FAA says a FedEx cargo plane attempting to land in Austin, Texas Saturday had to reverse course after a second plane was cleared to depart from the very same runway. Just before it was expected to land, an air traffic controller gave the go-ahead for a Southwest Airlines plane to take off. Southwest flight was able to depart safely, and the FAA is now investigating. Jason Walker reporting.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says industrialized countries in the group of seven are imposing a price cap on refined Russian oil products like diesel and kerosene, part of a coalition that includes Australia and a tentative agreement from the European Union. The cap follows similar price limits put on Russian oil exports with the goal of reducing the financial resources President Putin has to wage war in Ukraine. More at townhall.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to episode 2281. If you've got a project in mind for this weekend, you are in the right place because we're not doing anything. We thought, hey, what the heck? Why don't we see who we can help out with some tips and advice on how to get those projects done quickly, efficiently, easily, so you can get back to enjoying your home. Maybe your project is a repair. Maybe it's a decor project. Maybe it's painting or decorating or fixing a squeaky floor or a leaky toilet. Whatever's on the to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours when you reach out to us with your questions. A couple of ways to do that, you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, now that we are smack dab in the middle of winter, adding some more insulation is one of the single most cost-effective ways to cut heating costs and improve your comfort. But there are now many, many options, so we're going to help you identify the one that's best for you.
And downsizing is a big trend these days, but if living small isn't for you, we're going to have some tips on ways that you can make life simpler and more affordable without shrinking your space.
And saving water is something often easier said than done, but rather than rely on your family to use less water, we're going to highlight some new plumbing fixtures that actually do the water saving for you.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. What are you guys working on? Is it a big fix? Is it a quick fix? Are you fixing a project that went awry? Whatever it might be, we can help you save time, money, and hassles, so give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Just click the microphone button. You can record your question right there. It will come right to our studio, and we'll get a chance to answer it on the air. But for now, let's get to it. We've got some callers lined up. Leslie, who's first?
Jane Ellen in Pennsylvania is looking at getting some new windows. How can we help you make that decision?
Yes. Well, we're looking at getting replacing our single pane windows, and our question is, do you think it would be more cost effective to spend the extra money on triple pane windows, or would double pane windows be okay? Other than the windows, the house is fairly well insulated. It's not real drafty. We haven't priced our options yet, so we're looking for an opinion.
I think that double-pane windows will be fine. The thing is that when you shop for windows, you have all of these different features and benefits that you have to compare and contrast, and sometimes it gets very confusing when you do that. What I would look for is a window that's Energy Star rated and one that has double-pane glass. As long as the glass is insulated and it has like a low E coating so it reflects the heat back, that'll be fine. It's been my experience that unless you live in the most severe climates, triple pane glass doesn't really make up the additional cost in terms of return on investment.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
What kind of windows do you have now? Are they very drafty?
They're single pane windows. They're relatively decent windows for single pane, but they're old. They're starting to, you can see the gas is starting to escape from them, and they are a little drafty. Our house has a field behind it. Our backyard kind of opens up into a field. So there's a significant amount of wind that comes across the field and blows into the back of the house. And off the main back area, we have like a three-seasons room, which helps to block some of the wind from the interior downstairs. But the upstairs bedrooms, you feel the wind a little bit more significantly, and we notice the single pane windows a little bit more there. It seems more drafty right there.
Well, I think these windows are going to make a big difference for you. Now, if you need to save some money and maybe not doing them all at once, that's fine too. What I would do is the north and east sections of the house first, sides of the house first, and then the south and the west second, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
I know given the winter that we've all had in the northeast and pretty much all over the United States, you might think that a triple pane glass is going to do the trick, especially when we've had, an average of 5 degrees tops.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the days that we've had, 30 and 40 degree temperatures, I've put on a light jacket. I've seen families out with no jackets. People are out of their minds when we get 40 degree days.
I know. We're happy for it, right?
It's like summer.
All right. Well, Jane Ellen, I hope that helps you out. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Richard in Illinois on the line who's dealing with a structural issue in the basement and a bowing wall. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, my wife and I built our own house, and it was a pretty good-sized house. But anyhow, we just got the thing dry to the weather and got 14 inches of rain in 2 days. And anyhow, the front wall buckled in a little bit. What do you know about these outfits that claim that they can jack walls out?
Okay, so is this a home that you've just completed, Richard? You say you just got it close to the weather.
Well, about 40 years ago.
Okay, now that we have the timeline correctly, so you have a 40-year-old home and you've got a front wall that's buckling in due to heavy rain. Is this something that happens slowly over time, or does it seem like it happened all at once?
Well, no, this happened 40 years ago. When we built the thing, we just got the thing dry to the weather and got 14 inches of rain in 2 days.
I see. So it's been sitting like that in the buckled position for 40 years?
Yeah, and it's not going anyplace.
I think if the wall has stayed in that position for all of those years, then there's not much for you to worry about, with a single exception of what are you going to do when it comes time to sell the house? It will no doubt come up as an issue in a home inspection report or an engineering report. What you could do, just to kind of make sure that you have all bases covered, you asked me about contractors that claim to push walls back. I would not hire a contractor as my first step. My first step would be to bring in a structural engineer. Contractors are not qualified to make those types of assessments. If you have a structural engineer look at that wall, and if it needs to be modified or reinforced in any way, you let the engineer design that. He or she will design that fix. And then you take that design to the contractor and say, this is exactly what I want done. You do not leave it up to the contractor because they're not qualified to make that structural assessment. And in doing it that way, when it comes time to sell the house, if you have the engineer come back and inspect the work when it's complete and basically certify that, he analyzed it, he designed the repair, and the repair was properly constructed, that's kind of like having a pedigree on the effectiveness of that repair. And if it turns out that it doesn't need any work, well, he can put that in writing as well. But I would not hire a contractor that's going to claim to do something to that wall, because, first of all, it stood like that for 40 years. It's not getting any worse, so certainly it's not an immediate problem. But just to protect yourself in the future, and especially if it comes time to sell the house, Richard, I would have it looked at by a structural engineer and then follow his or her advice. Richard, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, did you know that adding insulation is the single most effective way to cut your heating costs and improve your home's comfort? Well, we're going to compare the most popular types of insulation to help you learn which would work best for your style of home next.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What projects do you guys have on your to-do list for 2023? What are you working on? What are you hoping to change about your Money Pit? Enhance it? Decor? Plumbing? Heating? Whatever you are working on or at least even dreaming about tackling, we can help you get it done. So join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Nancy in Massachusetts is dealing with a garage that's got other plans than closing. What's going on there?
I have a dilemma about what to do about the door. It's just not closing properly, and sometimes it doesn't even want to go up and down, never mind when it comes down, it wiggles left to right till it gets to the bottom.
This is on a garage door opener?
Oh, yes.
So when it goes up and down, it shimmies in the opening?
Yes, in the closing.
So generally, the rollers on the side of the garage door are failing when that occurs. They're ball-bearing rollers, and when they get stuck, then they get sort of hung up on the way down, and that's what makes the door sort of vibrate. And puts a lot of resistance on it, too, and that may be the reason it's not closing all the way or closing evenly. Sounds like the door is pretty old, and, you know, your options are to replace all the hardware and try to, you know, realign the door, get it working right, or just replace the door and the door opener. If it's that old and that, you know, sort of rickety, I might lean towards just a replacement. The new doors today are actually a lot lighter than the old doors, and they work really smoothly. I just put two on in the garage, I guess about 8-9 months ago now. I'm really happy with them. And I used to have really heavy hardboard doors on this garage. Now I have nice factory painted steel doors that look really good, really sharp, and just close flawlessly every single time.
Well, this is one of those metal doors.
It is? Okay. But it's an older metal door?
Yeah. And I put bowl shield on the tracks to try to get it to roll down properly.
Yeah. But if the hardware has failed, even if you're lubricating the tracks, if the hardware has failed, it's not going to work right.
So what would you recommend? A new door or just get somebody over to do the hardware?
I'd get a new door and a new opener.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to put good money after bad.
Exactly. I think, you know, who knows if you could find the old hardware to match and everything. I'd just get a new door and a new opener. I think it'd be worth it.
Okay. Very good advice. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Nancy. Good luck with that project.
Well, did you know that adding insulation is the single most effective way to cut heating costs and improve your home's comfort? You know, there are several different types of insulation that you can choose from, and each has its own benefits and applications. So to choose the best type of insulation, you should first determine where you want or need to add the insulation or even install insulation for the first time, and the recommended R values for the area that you want to insulate.
Definitely. So let's look at the most common types. Okay, so first of all, the most common type of all is fiberglass spat insulation. It's best for unfinished walls, including foundation walls, floors, and ceilings. It's a totally DIY project. The fiberglass spats are suited for standard stud and joist spacing, very inexpensive, and they can be added to existing insulation, which is common. Sometimes you have insulation that's many years old, and it settles and it sags, and you can add new fiberglass spat insulation on top of the old.
All right, now the next option is cellulose, or you can call it loose fill. Now, this is best for enclosed existing wall cavities. It's blown into place using very special equipment, and it's sometimes even poured in. Now, it's usually done by a pro, but some manufacturers will rent you the equipment so that you can do your own blown-in insulation. Now, it's also good for adding insulation to existing finish areas, irregularly shaped rooms, around obstructions in the wall like plumbing, so it's definitely a good choice if your home is all buttoned up.
Now, the next option is called stone wool. This is sort of an upgrade to the old rock wool insulation. It's very fire resistant, and it's also a great sound barrier. I just did an installation of Thermafiber, which is the Owens Corning stone wool product, and I did it in my crawl space because my crawl space is unheated. It's a little damp, and it's an old house, so I wanted to make sure I used the most fire-resistant product possible, and we're super happy with the results. And then finally, in my view, one of the best options, if you have the opportunity to use it, is spray foam insulation. It's great for open walls or unfinished attics. Has to be applied by a specialist. It basically is a two-part mix that when it gets mixed together, it expands, and the fact that it expands, it means that it's also going to seal the gaps in the framing of the house, and it's going to insulate at the same time. So in our house, we did spray foam on the underside of our roof. When we did a new roofing project, we used spray foam there, and it's so nice now to go up in the attic year-round. It's always like ambient temperature, so it's never too hot, never too cold, and the difference on our heating and cooling bills has been nothing short of stunning. In fact, if you go to MoneyPit.com and download the MoneyPit Insulation Guide, you will see the story of that project, including copies of the before and after utility costs, and it really is undeniably a very, very super efficient way to insulate your house. So you've got lots of options, but listen, even if you just go up in your attic this weekend, maybe you measure it, you find that you don't have enough, add a second layer, 6 or 8 inches of unfaced fiberglass bat insulation, and you will be so much more comfortable the next time it gets cold in your area.
Now we're heading over to North Carolina, where Chris has a question on flooring. What can we help you with today?
I had a leaking toilet that rotted my wood subfloor. I ripped it all up, and I put the new pieces of wood back down. But my cuts weren't exactly perfect, and there's some spacing in between, like maybe like 3/16.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. It's just in some sections. And I'm going to put down the quarter-inch cement board to put tile down here. And I just wanted to know, what type of mortar do I use to put the cement board down onto this wood subfloor? And then once the cement board is down and it's screwed in, do I have to put some type of mesh tape to put the boards together and then mortar the tape?
No. So, first of all, if you're going to put down Duroc, which is sort of that cement board that you're describing it, generally that's screwed down. So you would screw that down to the floor. And then on top of that, you would apply the adhesive for the tile, and you would glue the tile right to the board.
Okay.
You know, having those gaps in the plywood repair is no big deal because that's all going to be covered over. Just make sure that when you put the cement board down that you don't align the seams of the board with any of the old seams of the plywood below it.
Right.
Everything should overlap.
Do I still have to put the mesh tape, though, for the boards? The cement boards or no?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you can go right on top of that. As long as you have good adhesion of those boards down, they're secured well in place, they shouldn't move.
Okay, great.
Chris, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Joan in California needs some help with a kitchen remodel. How's it going?
Yes, well, we haven't started yet, and I just need some advice on how to get started. Do you start with an architect, or what do you do?
That's a good question. So planning makes perfect. You want to start with a plan. Now, are you essentially going to replace the kitchen in sort of the same layout that you have right now, Joan, or are you thinking about really changing things up a lot?
Well, it's a very small kitchen, and I just want to know how to maximize everything.
All right. So if it's a small kitchen, you can probably do this inexpensively by perhaps starting with a home center. A lot of the home centers have designers that work on designing kitchens for the cabinetry that they sell. And for a very small fee, they can help you lay it out and take advantage of all of the latest options. If you want to do more than that, what you're going to do is hire a certified kitchen and bath designer. But this is sort of like hiring an interior decorator that works just on kitchens and baths, and that's going to cost you a few bucks. But if you want to just do this an easy way, I would start with a home center in the kitchen department and see if they'll lay out some options for you using the type of cabinets that they sell. Those cabinets are usually pretty affordable at that level, and you know they'll be able to give you some ideas on things perhaps you haven't thought about.
You know what, Joan? I think it's really smart to keep a notepad in the kitchen, and everybody and anybody, yourself and your family who use the space, as you walk through and notice little areas where you're tripping over one another or things that just don't make sense or you wish that, you know, X was here and not there, sort of jot all of those down. So when you do go sit down with whether it's, you know, a certified kitchen and bath designer or someone in the home center, you sort of have all of these issues that could be addressed or might be able to be addressed.
One thing I really want is more electrical outlets. So that'll have to definitely be in the plan.
Well, it's definitely in the plan, and you know, you'll do these things in order. The first thing you'll do is rip out the old cabinets, and the next thing you'll do would be to rough in new wiring and new plumbing to have it exactly where you want it. And then, of course, you'll start the installation of the new cabinetry as almost the last step. It's also a good time to think about universal design in the kitchen, maybe having countertops of different height. So as you get older, you could sit down and work at the kitchen counter as opposed to just standing up. So think of the sort of accessibility issues when you design this kitchen as well.
How much time should I allow for something like this?
Well, it depends on whether you have sort of all your ducks in a row. Sometimes it takes a while to get all the cabinets delivered. But if everything is accessible and on site, you know, you can tear out this kitchen and rebuild it inside of a week.
Oh, wow.
If you have everybody lined up and everybody's there when they need to be there and, you know, the plumber shows up on time, the electrician shows up on time and so on, sure, I don't see any reason you can't get it done in a week.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, downsizing is definitely a big trend these days, but if living small isn't for you, we're going to have some tips on ways you can make your life simpler and more affordable without shrinking your space next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? while time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes. And their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair. New name, same great service and location. 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227. To get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Not just the spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Well, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number is 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Jody in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I actually have a problem with my foundation. It's an exposed foundation. About 3 feet high around the whole footprint of the house is exposed. The cement block foundation that had parging on it originally, and the parging was cracking, so it was recommended by a masonry contractor to put dry lock over it. So this is what I did. I put they add color to the dry lock, so I put it over the whole foundation, and it started to crack and peel and bubble.
Yeah, you didn't adhere properly. First of all, isn't dry lock usually an interior masonry paint, not an exterior masonry paint?
Well, this particular masonry guy told me that he's actually used it on the bottom of swimming pools, so he thought that it would work. And when he saw it later, he said, wow, I've never seen it do that.
Yeah, how about that? Just experimenting with your house.
I did call the dry lock people, too.
Yeah.
And talk to them. And they told me to try to power wash it, try scraping it. But it's just become like a huge mess. You know, I mean, it peels in some places it adhered.
Yeah, the problem is that now that you've got that on there, you've got to get it off, because you can't put new stuff over the bad old stuff. It just will continue to peel.
Yeah, the problem is that we are on filled in marshland and so we're on clay and sand. And the cement block, you know, it sort of leaches up through there. So it's always sort of damp coming up from the ground anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. I was thinking the block wall might have been wet when you applied it. It might have been visibly wet, but see, those block walls are hydroscopic. They absorb water really, really well. And so if it's on a moist situation, that water is going to draw up, get behind that paint, and nothing causes paint to peel faster than water. So unfortunately, at this stage, you're going to have to strip that off.
Oh my gosh. And we're right on the water. You know what I mean? We're on the bay. So I'm always worried about things that are non-environmentally friendly.
The other thing that I think you probably could do, and this is a big job in and of itself though, is you could have a mason attach a woven wire mesh to that foundation and restucco it. And in that case, it could go right on top of the old junky paint, because you're not really sticking to the foundation, you're sticking to the mesh. So that's another possibility.
I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, because I guess in some places that was used before underneath the parging.
Well, the parging is simply a stucco coat that goes on top of the block wall, and it's typical for the parging to crack, and usually it cracks along the lines of the masonry block.
Yep, that's what it did.
And that's not necessarily a defect. That's pretty much just the way it goes with that stuff, especially if they don't put it on thick enough. So I would consider, if you really want to have it to look like a traditional masonry foundation, I would consider having mesh put up there and then properly restuccoed. If not, you're just going to have to peel that paint off any way you can. I might take a look at some of the citrus-based paint strippers if you have some that's really hard to get off.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Sorry about better news. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, savings and simplicity definitely fuel the need for downsizing, with more and more homeowners moving into smaller homes. But if your goal is simply to make life less expensive and more relaxing, there's a lot of ways to do that without going super small.
Now, first of all, you can lighten the load. I mean, assess your current belongings, from furnishings to all of that stuff that is tucked into those very backs of your closets. I'm talking to you guys. I know what's in there. You're shoving stuff all the way back there. So take it all out. Then edit it all down to what you really need and what you want to have around you, which will uncover both living and storage space that you probably didn't even realize you had.
Now, after you do whittle down your collection, this is your new downsized belongings to just the essentials, you might even make a little cash by selling the excess in a yard sale or a garage sale or online, whichever way you like best.
Now, once you've sort of gone through all that stuff and figured out what you're going to save, think about reorganizing what's left. You want to revamp those closets and other storage areas for more efficiency, and then think about adding maybe some do-it-yourself shelving or modular storage solutions. You'll find tons and tons of those, especially at key times of the year, like in the colder weather. It's when we seem to focus on our homes a lot. I was just in Home Depot the other day, and I could not believe how many options they had for storage now. And you know that's popular because they always push it to the front of the store. I mean, they had storage bins so big, I wouldn't be able to lift it if I filled it up.
Once it's full, for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot available, and you can add some convenience. You can find double-duty furnishings where you have, like, furniture pieces that have storage built in and that sort of thing. But take advantage of that, and this way, once you're keeping, you can make sure you organize it and then store it safely for the next time you can use it.
Yeah, and now once you've got everything sort of organized and you know what's left, do some staging. You can arrange your favorite furnishings for a very welcoming, clutter-free feel and put smart pieces like nesting tables and convertible seating to work in those busy living areas so it kind of clears up space when you need the space and then opens up for use when you need those things.
Good advice. If you want more tips, we've got a lot of content about how to better organize your spaces, your closets, your kitchens, your bedrooms on MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, saving water is something often easier said than done. But rather than rely on your family to use less water, we're going to highlight some new plumbing fixers that can actually do the water saving for you when the Money Pit returns. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Dice Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. LuxRock and other Dice Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whether you're doing or dreaming, guys, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow us at The Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Ken in South Dakota, you've got The Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hooking up a gas stove.
Okay.
And I got a gas hot water heater and a furnace, and I was just wondering if I can use the same regulator.
I wouldn't. I would get a brand new regulator for that brand new gas stove because the pressures could be different.
Okay. How do I plumb that then in the house? Just put a splitter on the high end then?
Well, I'm uncomfortable giving you specific gas piping plumbing advice because I don't know your skill set. It's really not a beginner do-it-yourself sort of project, Ken. And so if you're unfamiliar with it, then I really think you should get some professional help because I don't want you to do it wrong and end up causing an unsafe situation. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
While saving water is becoming more and more important, but rather than relying on your kids and family to just simply use less water, updating your plumbing fixtures can actually do the water saving for you. It's actually a super simple pro plumbing project.
We've got a few tips on how to find faucets and toilets and showers and sprinklers that can do the job. So first, let's talk about those toilets. They can last for decades, and that makes them one of the most durable plumbing fixtures in the house. But while they don't really wear out, old toilets can waste plenty of water with every flush. So instead, switch to WaterSense certified toilets.
Yeah, you know, WaterSense is a program that's run by the EPA, and just like the Energy Star program, it helps consumers find products that save energy. Now, WaterSense is designed to help those consumers identify the projects that will save water, and to qualify, a product must be certified to use at least 20% less water, save energy, and perform as well or even better than the regular models.
Now, aside from toilets, if you were to also replace your bathroom faucets and your shower head, the EPA reports you could save 26,000 gallons of water a year, create 380 fewer pounds of greenhouse gas emissions, and reduce your utility bills by $250, which sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, and speaking of utility bills, if you use less water, you also use less natural gas and electricity, you know, however you heat that water, so it all adds up. Plus, beside bathrooms and kitchens, WaterSense fixtures are also available for outdoors, like your lawn sprinklers, rain controllers. All those other irrigation products can be updated to help you avoid wasting water while you still enjoy that beautiful landscape.
Chris in Arkansas is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought a house, and it has two bathrooms, and the tile, sink, and tubs are baby pink and baby blue.
What's wrong with that?
Well, not exactly what I had in mind. But I was wondering if you can successfully, until I get to redo the bathrooms, if you can successfully paint over them without it looking terrible.
Yes and no. I mean, you can. There's quite an extensive process to it to make sure that you get proper adhesion, that it sticks very well. However, whenever you're dealing with a painted surface and water is involved and areas that you have to clean as well, you're going to get some wear and tear. So I don't think it's the best idea. I mean, there are kits that you can buy online. Basically, if you want to do it without a kit, and of course, then you don't want to paint the grout, but a lot of people do paint the grout, and then that looks weird also. So you got to think about all these things. But you're going to want to use a very, very durable oil-based primer. And of course, you've got to clean those tiles very, very well before you even think about putting a drop of primer on them.
And I think Sherwin-Williams actually makes a primer that is super, super adhesive. And the reason I know about this is because the way they demoed it was by painting it on tile and then putting a second layer of paint on it. But even though it's a really adhesive paint, I agree with you completely that that eventually, in a very short period of time, especially if you're cleaning the surface, you're going to start wearing through it.
Okay. And like I said, not knowing if I could or not, I just was, you know, thinking if I could buy myself some time and just paint it until I can redo. Or maybe it's sounding like I should just wait till I can redo.
Well, you know, the bad news about those old tile bathrooms is that they have, you know, these very traditional, like 1960s-like colors. The good news is that the tile quality is usually really good, and the way it's installed is really solid. And that's why, if at all possible, maybe you could think about decorating around this tile. So you said you have, is it pink and blue?
Yes.
You know, with the pink, I think we're seeing such a big trend in pink really making a comeback in bathroom spaces. You know, you could go overload on the pink. You can add in florals. You can add in different tones of pinks. You can sort of tone it down with neutral beiges and grays and hints of gold and sort of make it, like, glamorous and more girly. You know, there are ways you can do that. Blue tile, I feel like, you know, it's just a poor choice. Blue tile is blue tile.
I totally agree with you.
You know, maybe everything else goes, like, super clean, but I just feel like if you attempt to paint the tile, you're going to be sad in the long run, and it will perhaps motivate you to do the permanent work more quickly.
Okay. Well, exactly that, and that's why I called. I just wasn't sure if there was some miracle cure that I, you know, hey, this works great or not. And I am trying my best at decorating around, but the pink, yes, has worked better than the blue.
At least we solved half the problem, Christine.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today.
While they say don't judge a book by its cover, well, you shouldn't do it to furniture either. We're going to share tips to upcycle old furniture when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more.
We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you've got a project to take on, we are here to help. Give us a call with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them to MoneyPit.com.
Larry wrote in saying, we had our 200-foot driveway asphalted last spring. All year so far, it's looked great, but our first real cold spell got down to the 20s, and we noticed a crack. How do I repair this so it doesn't get worse? Now, is that unusual? Would you see something like that so early on, or is that a fault in the prep?
Well, look, when you put a driveway down, there's so many ways to do this, and the durability is directly proportional to how thick of a base you put in and what kind of asphalt you selected. So if you put in a fairly thin layer of base, maybe 3 inches or something like that, that's not going to be very sturdy. If you put in like 6 or 7 or 8 inches and then you compress it, you compact it, that's like concrete. It's so hard. Even though it's stone, it's so hard, and then it's not as likely to move. Plus, the fact that it's 200 feet, it's an awfully long driveway, and I would have thought they would have put some expansion joints on that. But all said, you were kind enough, Larry, to send me a photograph of that crack. It's not terribly big. So I would simply seal it with an asphalt caulk patching compound. It will expand and contract with that crack. Now, if those are listening have a bigger crack, what you want to do is fill it with a piece of foam first. There's a foam rod that will go into the bottom of the crack, and then you can sort of caulk over that or put a urethane, flowable urethane, on top of that. And this way you'll keep the water out, because that's really what does the damage. If water gets in there, starts to expand, it moves the driveway, and then you got a big mess on your hands.
All right. I hope that helps you out, because we don't want this to get any worse.
Well, are you about to throw out that old chair or dresser? Well, not so fast. Leslie's got some great tips for bringing new life to old furniture in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, I think the word is upcycling, right, when we do this?
Yeah, I mean, totally. You know, you shouldn't ever judge a book by its cover. It's like a diamond in the rough. So don't do that with furniture either. You can refinish furniture. You can do upholstery. These are all DIY projects that can create statement pieces out of furniture that's old and weathered or, you know, maybe ready to go to the recycling area, but it's faded into the background, but you can give it new life to become an awesome piece in your home. So first of all, you've got to assess the piece of furniture that you want to refinish, because different materials require different treatments. Now, the better the original material, the better the ultimate results. Unless that piece of furniture is chipped or maybe loaded with layers of old paint and finish, a simple sanding should do the trick. Now, if a piece does require stripping, though, you should consider outsourcing it, or you can get a product from the home center that will strip off that existing finish, then a light sand, and then it should be good to go. Now, if you want to outsource it, or maybe you need to outsource an upholsterer, I always sort of go to Angie's List to look for somebody in the area. I also go to social media, to people, you know, like your town's mom and dad's page or your town's page online. And then you can sort of ask the people in your community, hey, who do you use? Because they're very quick to share opinions on who they like and who they don't. So definitely a good place to sort of crowdsource information about good vendors in your area. I mean, definitely take the time to look at the piece, see how it's built structurally. Is it sturdy? Is it ready to refinish? Does adding the fabric or the new color really bring it around? And you will be surprised how much of a huge difference you can make for not a ton of money.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, paint. It's a really remarkable material if you think about it. It's cheap. Anybody can use it. It can completely transform whatever it's applied to. But what do you do if you can't get the darn stuff to stick? Because there are definitely some notoriously difficult surfaces to paint. The truth is, it can be done with the right approach. We will walk you through step by step on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. U.S. military shot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon off the Carolina coast Saturday afternoon on orders after it had crossed over sensitive military sites across North America over the weekend. As BBC correspondent David Willis reports, the next step is recovery of the debris.
The challenge is to bring it down in such a way that you can recover the data that it collected before this craft sinks to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, 650 feet just off the coast of the Carolinas, but it then plunges down to about 6,500 feet. So a clear challenge for American officials to get to that mechanism before it sinks all the way to the bottom of the ocean, whereupon recovering it could be a considerable ordeal, or perhaps nigh on impossible.
Chile extended an emergency declaration to yet another region today as firefighters struggle to control dozens of raging wildfires that have claimed at least 22 lives amid a scorching heat wave that's broken records. Electronic poll book security is raising concern going into the 2024 election cycle.
High-profile problems involving electronic poll books have opened the door for questions about election security. Poll workers use electronic poll books to check in voters. They are also used to make sure that a voter has not already voted either in person or by mail-in ballot. The poll books typically are a tablet or a laptop computer that accesses an electronic list of registered voters, with some of those doing so through an internet connection. While there are national standards for voting machines, standards for the security and reliability of electronic poll books don't exist. According to federal data, the lack of national standards have left state and local election officials on their own. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Qatar is silently expanding its influence in Lebanon, even though the country is under growing control from the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah. Correspondent Karen Chamas has more in this report.
Signs have emerged of Qatar's ever more present involvement in its regional neighbor Lebanon. It has continued to receive Lebanese leaders and has pumped tens of millions of dollars into helping the country's armed forces amid a historic economic meltdown. Qatar started to see the fruits of its investments when its state-owned Qatar Energy replaced a Russian firm in an international consortium to search for gas in the Mediterranean Sea. Qatar will also for the first time join a meeting in Paris, along with officials from France, Saudi Arabia, and the US. for discussions focusing on Lebanon's political and economic crises. I'm Karen Chavas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Federal protections for grizzly bears could be lifted.
That would open the door to future hunting in several states. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says governors from Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming provided substantial evidence grizzlies have recovered from a threat of extinction in the regions surrounding the Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks. This kicks off a year-long study before a final decision. Grizzlies were wiped out in most of the U.S. early last century by overhunting and trapping. There are now more than 2,000 bears in the lower 48 states. States and much larger populations in Alaska, John Scott reported.
The government's urging owners of 8,000 older Hondas to not drive them until the dangerous airbag inflators are replaced. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the 2001 through 2003 vehicles with Takata inflators have a high possibility of exploding and throwing shrapnel in the crash. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks so much for listening all week long. We have a lot to discuss today and some surprising topics, to say the least. Admiral James Stavridis will handle it all. Talk about Ukraine and along with what's going on with China, as well as the Secretary of State's imminent visit there. And then we're going to look at the economy. The economy added 500,000 plus jobs this past period. Wow. 500,000. They expected 185. Why was that number so extraordinarily high? I'm glad the number looks positive, but all I'm seeing is Walmart, Goldman Sachs, all these people laying off workers, Amazon, and yet the numbers on the other side just keep adding. Unemployment drops. While people statistically keep tapping into their 401k to make ends meet, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Sponsored by Crunch Fitness. Interested in owning your own business in a growing $30 billion industry? Check out Crunch Fitness at crunch.com.
Number three. I am Muslim. I am an immigrant. And interestingly, from Africa. Is anyone surprised that I am being targeted?
Please. Omar is out. Ilhan Omar, unsavory behavior and beliefs, got her ousted from the House majority from Foreign Relations Committee. All is very dramatic fashion. You just heard the Democratic response. It is going to, you're going to hear it shortly. It is unhinged.
Number two.
China has plenty of low Earth orbit satellites that have much greater visibility and much higher clarity and can do a lot better spying than what this thing does. So that's why I think this is probably some sort of message.
China offensive. A spy balloon flies over our nukes in Montana as Chinese companies buying up private schools and boarding schools. Chinese real estate companies are scooping up our land in and around military facilities and pouring hundreds of millions into our colleges. What will it take for this administration to realize we're under a slow motion invasion?
Number one.
It seemed that the letter was an implicit admission, I'd say almost an express admission, that this was his data. I don't know why they didn't realize it up until now, the import of what they had done.
Yeah, they did a letter 2 days ago, yesterday, that said that the laptop is Hunter's and he's going to sue the laptop repair owner who cycled the information when they had no legal grounds to do it since he abandoned the laptop and he gave it to the FBI initially. But still, they're going to sue. But along the way, they admitted the laptop is there and tried to walk it back. Hunter's offensive blows up in his own camp as the attorneys try to walk back the top admission as links between the dad's papers and policies overlap with Hunter's antics. And that's where we'll begin. First off, it's amazing to me that Hunter Biden, in a panic because the Republican House-led majority will be investigating him, but not how it relates to him, but how it relates to his dad, called on some friendly prosecutors to go ahead and go after the laptop owner, I guess Fox News, any outlet that reports some of the pictures and documents on that laptop, which everybody told us was fake. Now we find out that it's real, even though we knew that for years. Years. Remember, Hunter Biden repeatedly said the laptop, which he's suing because people are cycling it, was not his. Cut one.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that's... This is
I really don't know okay. if the answer is.
You don't know yes or no if the laptop was yours.
I don't have any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So it could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that there was the... That it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
Yeah, or it could just be yours and you forgot you left it there. What is the big deal? Only how it relates to the international business deals that his dad and brothers attached to, uncle in his case. Remember, Joe Biden, knowing the laptop is real, obviously comfortable lying. Cut two.
He still thinks it's a story from the fall about your son Hunter. We're rushing to
Yes. God love you, man. You're a one-horse pony.
There's nothing to any of that. Nothing to any of that. It's all a smear.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant.
So all I can tell you is when you catch somebody lying, just notice their body language and the way they deliver, because that's how they'll lie again. He lied on that stage. I knew it. People at Fox knew it. Nobody else was acknowledging it or took the time to look at it. Remember when John Brennan and James Clapper said this? Cut three.
As I and several of my former colleagues have pointed out publicly, that it does bear the hallmarks of Russian disinformation.
To me, this is just classic textbook Soviet-Russian tradecraft at work. And so all of a sudden, two and a half weeks before the election, this laptop appears somehow.
So now they're going to sue the computer repair owner. Small business gets the repair, does the repair, repeatedly calls Hunter. It becomes his after a certain period of time, looks at it, sees all this disturbing information, gives it to the FBI, and now they're going after him. So here is Brian Della Rocca on with Tucker last night, and he was on with me 2 hours ago, talking about how gutless it is to go after John Paul Mac Isaac. Cut nine.
When I read the letters, I was appalled. This is really someone with so much money, or acting like they have a lot of money, going after someone who is really the little guy. And he's doing it on purpose. He's trying to intimidate. And it's interesting to me that this happened when it did, because, as you may know, we filed a lawsuit against numerous parties, CNN, Politico, but one of the parties is Hunter Biden. It was very difficult to find where he was. He was in D.C. for a couple weeks, and he was moving around. Well, we finally tracked him down, and we were able to serve him last week. And yeah. Now, all of a sudden, we see this.
So they served Hunter Biden. They are suing him, and they're getting back at him for making John Pomac Isaac's life hell. And the FBI should be ashamed of themselves for holding onto that laptop, treating him poorly, and then going out and game planning a way to strategize against it when Rudy Giuliani got a hold of it. And then they come out for 2 years, called him a liar. And now it turns out he's being sued and telling the truth. We knew the truth, and so did you. Real quick, because I want to get to my two great guests. I have a great economist, E.J. Antoni, research fellow with the Regional Economics at the Heritage Foundation. He's going to be talking about making sense of these numbers. And also at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about what's happening in Ukraine. But I do want to talk about this Chinese spy balloon. In case you don't know, flying just above airspace, where you might get a plane, but below where you get a satellite, there's a Chinese spy balloon. It went over the Aleutian Islands outside Alaska through Canada, and now it's hovering in Montana, where they say there's a military base and nuclear sites there. The president said, let's shoot it down. The F-22s are there. And then at the last moment, the Pentagon says, I don't think it's a real good idea. Here's what they told Jennifer Griffin, our great Pentagon reporter, a well-placed senior source official. The president's considering a variety of options how to deal with the Chinese spy balloon that is currently over the continental U.S. The options presented to the president from NASA security team include concerns that if the military shot down the balloon, there could be some civilian casualties. While the White House has not ruled out shooting down the spy balloon, if it was deemed safe to do so, there is more than just a balloon, I am told. There is heavy equipment hanging below the balloon, which came crashing to the ground. Listen, we get ready for hurricanes. We got tornadoes. We got tidal waves. We got tsunamis. You get these people out of the rough region. Montana's wide open. I'm sure you've seen the maps and the pictures. You take this thing down. It's of national security. Steve Daines of Montana is beside himself. The governor's upset by this. The people of Montana would understand. The Chinese are taunting us, and we are failing the tough test. It's in my view. When we come back, we'll talk about the economy. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk about Ukraine and what the Russians are doing and planning by March. It is estimated the Russians have lost 200,000 soldiers in 1 year. 200,000. More to come. They don't care about their people. What does that mean for the ultimate objective? We'll discuss it. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
BeforeByGovernment.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7080, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An act of kindness to help a blind woman ride a bicycle again makes today's Dean's List. Jeanette Stevens, who lives in the UK, lost her eyesight at the age of 34. She was an avid cyclist before that. A few years later, she started cycling with a group called Charlotte Tandems, a charity that loaned her a bike designed to be ridden by several people. After a year, the bike needed to be returned. Jeanette found out there was a tandem bike that was up for sale, and since she enjoyed doing this so much, she inquired about it. The bike wasn't in great shape, so she asked around if anyone could repair it. A local shop in her neighborhood told her they would fix it up like new, and they did so as a gift. The folks at Newark Cycles gave it brand new tires, new chains, handlebars, new brakes, and gears. Almost brand new. Jeanette had tears in her eyes, not only because of the kindness, but because she'll still be able to ride her bike, something she never imagined would happen after she lost her sight. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years, and when he got through, he said, "Well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff," but he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, "The only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe."
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Fantasy Island star Rosalind Sanchez, who plays Elena Rourke on the Fox series, which is back with season 2.
What are we going to get to learn about Elena? What can you share? Do you feel you know her now?
Yeah, a lot more. You know, as an actress, that's part of the beauty of this profession, you know, that you get a character and, like, a movie is like, it's a beginning, a middle, and end. You know, when you have a series and you live with a character for so many episodes, and if you get the opportunity to do so many seasons, at some point, it's part of who you are.
And I know for the first season, we talked a lot about what would your wish be for Fantasy Island. Has it changed working on the show, though?
It's unpredictable, you know, because people come in with an idea of what they think they need, and the island makes them go through this crazy journey that a lot of times it involves suffering and pain. But at the end, they end up becoming better people. So if I had a fantasy, I want mine to be nice and easy.
Yeah, exactly. Just whisper something really simple.
I just want to sleep. Just give me a fabulous sweet. I just want to sleep.
That's it.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
My colleagues and I understand the hardship that high inflation is causing, and we are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down to our 2% goal. Over the past year, we've taken forceful actions to tighten the stance of monetary policy. We've covered a lot of ground, and the full effects of our rapid tightening so far are yet to be felt. Even so, we have more work to do.
What does that mean? That's the Fed chair talking about more work to do. Ed Antoni joins us now, research fellow for the regional economics at the Heritage Foundation. EJ, welcome.
Brian, thank you for having me.
So first off, what do you read between the lines on what the Fed chair said this week?
Oh, goodness.
We have more work to do, which means more rates to hike.
Right. What is the Sphinx trying to tell us here? Most likely the Fed chair is telling us we're going to continue to look at the data, and until the specific metrics that we want to see go down actually fall, we're going to stay the course.
So I guess the other number that came across was a half hour ago, we have added 517,000 jobs. We were supposed to add 185, and that was going to be okay. How do you explain this enormous number? This looks like fantastic news.
Oh, it certainly does, but the problem is it sticks out like a sore thumb. And when we look at all of the other data, it doesn't matter if it's coming out of government agencies like the Bureau of Economic Analysis or other data from the Department of Labor. We can look at data from the regional Federal Reserve banks or even private payroll companies. Nothing is lining up with today's report.
Because we feel we just keep reading about massive layoffs, but it's not figuring into the job market. and I think this might caught other people by surprise. You were telling me up in the elevator where we're going up. This is usually a month it lags because coming out of the holiday season, a lot of times you lay off that help.
Exactly. And so the Bureau of Labor Statistics seasonally adjusts the data to try to account for that. But it's been really clear over the last year or two that all of their different adjustments are not working properly. We have some real statistical problems, I think, with these surveys. And you can actually go on to their website and look at what the response rates are for these surveys. And that has been going down.
So now you have unemployment at 3.3%. You wouldn't think if that number was taking place, you'd be surprised that consumer spending is actually slowing down.
Exactly. We just saw consumer spending decrease for the last 2 months, not just in terms of dollars, but in terms of also the actual amount of stuff people are buying. The consumer is seriously strapped for cash right now.
So they're tapping into their 401k because this administration made it easier, the penalties less, to do that. But you don't do that. You do that as a last resort.
Exactly. I mean,
so what does that say?
Right. Well, I mean, look at what the data shows, right? We lost over $1.5 trillion in savings over the course of last year. Real disposable income dropped by over $1 trillion. That was in percentage terms the second worst drop ever, behind just the Great Depression year of 1932. So the idea that the consumer is somehow in a great position here and everyone has jobs and the economy is doing great, I mean, this is literally the single data point that points to that. Everything else points the opposite direction.
So right now, Fox News did a poll and said, what concerns you most? Top of the list, 86% surveyed, inflation and higher prices. So that's just it. People talk about everything being more expensive and the ripple effect. I was in a cafe on Sunday. And I said, what's going on? He goes, well, I feel terrible. I got to raise my price again. And believe me, it's slower. I said, why? He said, they're buying, it's a smoothie shop, cafe. They go, every single thing I buy is three times more expensive. Everything. So they don't know what to do on that end. So less people are buying things. They have less disposable income. You got to raise your price. You're reluctant to do so. The part profit margin gets less. You would think that I got to hire less. But the numbers in the economy defy that. So in the last quarter, the economy grew at 1%. What do you expect now?
I think we'll probably continue to see a quarter or two of growth in that headline number before it flatlines and then turns south. But we want to actually look past just that headline number and read into the data a little bit. And you see a lot of things that give the appearance of growth, for example, but aren't actually real growth. I think net exports is a great example of that. You know, because international trade is shrinking, but imports are shrinking faster than exports, you're worse off because of that, right? Except it makes that headline number go up. So it gives the appearance of growth even though there isn't any.
So interesting. The mortgage rates have fallen to 6% for the first time since September. So the interest rates have fallen even though the rate hike went up. So what do you think is that doing to the real estate market? Have we felt it yet like you thought we would?
Not yet. I mean, we're still just beginning to feel some of the effects from several months ago when rates first hit 7%. So the idea that things have completely sorted themselves out in the housing market, I think, is very premature.
Steve Rattner was on another network, you know, former Obama economist, and he's talked about how oil companies are making too much money. Cut 34.
Certainly we can do stuff on the tax side. You're right, they have enjoyed unusually generous tax benefits for years, and they have a powerful lobby in Washington and have been able to maintain that. One of the things that we could think about, and there's pluses and minuses, is that the UK did put in a very substantial excess profits tax on the oil companies that produce oil out of the North Sea over in the UK, which is within their jurisdiction.
They're talking about a windfall profits tax. The reason why oil is up is because they're not allowing the drilling, making the oil that we have more valuable, right?
That's exactly right. Absolutely. And if you want oil prices to come down, if you want to help bring down prices throughout the economy, frankly, you need to lower energy prices. People really underestimate, especially in this administration, how much energy affects everything we do and everything we buy.
Do they not get that? I mean, do they understand that these are not people looking to build extensions on their mansions? They're successful, sure. But it's all built into supply and demand and what they're able to produce.
You know, I waffle back and forth between thinking these people are entirely incompetent and they know what they're doing because it is helping them achieve their end goal of this so-called green economy, right? What's the best way to force people to transition to solar and wind and all these other boondoggles? It's to make fossil fuels so incredibly expensive that they're just unaffordable.
So we have nickel, we have lithium, we have cobalt, we have, all have it here. But they say on average it takes 10 years to get a mining permit, and with the restrictions to make it actually functional, 15 years. So you're asking Ford to produce electric vehicles, but guess where they're going? They're going overseas to Indonesia and other places to get their rare earth, and it's got to get processed. Guess where? China. And 85% of their chips are Taiwan. For people who think that Taiwan's not our problem, wait until China absorbs the chip manufacturing. To you, that's a national security issue.
Absolutely. And we're sending jobs overseas effectively, right? When you can't get those all those materials here, as you said, when you're not allowed to process them here because of environmental regulations. I mean, how on earth is this green? How are we helping the environment by sending our production facilities over to China where they do things 10 times as dirty as we do?
It's like cleaning up your house and dumping your garbage on your neighbor's lawn and thinking, you know, I cleaned up the environment. No, you just pushed it.
That's exactly right. I mean, these people, it's as if they don't think that the atmosphere is entirely around the globe, as if that air, that dirty air, will just stay over China.
And finally, EJ and Tony here from Heritage. Your prediction, will we have a recession? Will it be a soft landing as some have projected?
I think a lot of that just depends on what the Federal Reserve does. I think we're definitely going to see a recession later this year. How hard, that's in Powell's hands.
EJ, great to see you.
You too.
Thanks so much. That's your economic insight. Now the worldview of Admiral James Stavridis.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their
their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. With our annual programs last year, we were able to send over 400 packages around the world to active duty military personnel. Throughout 2022, you helped us provide services to over 3,500 senior veterans in need. We're grateful to everyone, from businesses to the media to all individuals. Please know that your donations are critical to the success of our mission. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. And as always, thank you for your support.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We would never have the capability of having a balloon in mainland China, but I think the Pentagon's solution to this might be ongoing, and I think it's a living narrative because there are options on the table. And we also want to be able to see two things: technically what they're collecting on and counter collect and be able to understand that. But secondarily, look at the geopolitical risk associated with shooting it down and not shooting it down. Geopolitically, the fact that the Communist Party of China has a balloon so low in our atmosphere collecting our infrastructure is disturbing to the American people.
I would think that's Bill Ivana, former counterintelligence chief on Fox News last night. Joining us now, Admiral James Servetus, the 16th Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, member of the Carlyle Group, author of his latest book, To Risk It All, Nine Conflicts and the Crucible of Decision. Admiral, if I told you right now, I gave you these circumstances, a Chinese balloon, surveillance balloon over Montana, would you take it out?
If I could do it in a way that ensured there wasn't some kind of debris field that came down unpredictably. And, you know, I'd be pushing the Pentagon right now to show me the options. And I think that as we track the balloon and figure out where it's going to go next, two things which your previous guest just mentioned really matter. One is, what the hell is it doing there? And we could probably learn more about that, listening to it, tracking it, pushing it, pinging on it, see what comes back, that we can just blowing it up. And number two, we ought to let the geopolitics play out a little bit here. I think in the last hour, Brian, you've probably seen these reports, China is saying, yes, it's our balloon. You know, if you said to me 2 days ago, hey, there's going to be a Chinese balloon floating over the United States, and there are two possibilities for why it's there. One is just buffoonery turned into balloonery. In other words, just they made a mistake, it shouldn't be there, or it's some kind of clever, nefarious plot. I think I'm going to go with door number one. Let's see what the Chinese have to say. Let's collect on it. We can always shoot the thing down if we want to.
Right, but I heard that it's not the first time. You read the New York Times today, they've done it before. It's the first time, I guess, it got exposed by whether it's the naked eye or whether it's civilian aircraft. Somehow they thought it was best interest to tell everyone. But how about the report not denied? The president said shoot it down, and the Pentagon talked him out of it.
Haven't seen that report. My guess is the Pentagon's not talking the president into or out of anything, having been in that position too many times to count. What the Pentagon does is march over there with a bunch of options, probably five of them, one of which is the one I described. Let's ping on it for a while and see what comes back. We can shoot it down later. They probably are concerned about the safety aspect of things. So I wouldn't discount it entirely. But as your guest said a moment ago, it's a living narrative. Let's see what this one looks like 24 hours from now.
Admiral, if, let me just give you a hypothetical. An American balloon is flies over China. How long is that balloon up in the air?
About 2.5 minutes, I would say, maybe. I'm not disagreeing with the premise that we should take the balloon out. Although you have to see kind of the comic aspect of this at some point. I just don't see this as life-threatening to the United States of America. So I think we can afford to take a breath, figure it out, see what the thing is doing, listen to what the Chinese have to say. Then we can put it all together and maybe shoot it down tomorrow if we need to.
Senator Dane's people in Montana go, excuse me, could you have told me this? The governor said, really? could you have mentioned this? Unbelievable. Admiral, I want to talk to you about Ukraine if we could. And it looks
Brian, before we get off China, let me tell you the important story of the last few days about China, and it's a good story, is the idea that the Filipinos have walked away from China and are permitting access to the U.S. military in northern Philippines on the island of Luzon. That's a big deal. And the other story, entirely unreported, about a week ago, the Commandant of the Marine Corps is on the island of Guam, opening the first Marine Corps base, new base, in 70 years. So we're pushing in on China. We should be doing that. I think that's really the story of China this morning, less the balloon.
I did not know all the Philippines made a choice. I just thought they allowed us to expand, because with all the Filipino islands, I didn't know. But that is good news. I thought we were just increasing the presence. The fact that they walked away from China and to us is even better. And Japan building up their defense, I love it. So they're
exactly
seeing, and that scares the hell out of China.
Which does bring us to Ukraine, because the reason a lot of this is occurring is because those nations are watching what Russia's doing in Ukraine and saying, I wonder if China could pull something like that in the Pacific. It has a way of clarifying where they want to align, and that's helpful to us.
So now we find out that Vladimir Putin, if we're to believe the reports, said, I want the Donbass by all the Donbass by March. And that explains the call up between 300,000 and 500,000 troops. Where they're getting them, I don't know. And there are been very aggressive in the winter in the Ukraine, and a desperate Zelensky saying, Wes, give me some more weapons. This is to your advantage, too. What do you believe?
I think it is likely that Putin is going to launch an offensive in the next month to 3 months, which, of course, would get us into the spring. Brian, I don't see the military capability in his hands to send 300,000 to 500,000 troops charging at Ukrainian lines. He may surprise me. Russians have a lot of fortitude. They're willing to take huge casualties. We know that from World War II. But if you look at the difficulties he's had recruiting, the fact that 200,000 to 300,000 military-age males have departed the country in the face of this draft, the fact that they have no training, they're not supplying them with any effective military capability. Boy, if he does launch a big offensive, I think they'll be shredded by the Ukrainians as long as we continue to provide the ammunition, the artillery rounds. We had to do two things. We had to get them the ATACMs. It's the long-range version of the HIMARS. You know that. And secondly, we ought to be getting them tactical jets because air cover will be very important in that scenario. We could get them MiG-29s like Thursday from Poland, and we could get them into F-16s, trained and flying those in a month or so, which would still be germane if there is a spring offensive, which I suspect there will be.
So, Admiral, very few people have the contacts across both parties like you do. If you sound like somebody who might be coming from the conservative point of view that wants to, that should be aggressive, General Jack Keane, for example, even though the conservatives seem to abandon this mission, and I don't get it, but I think it's got to be effectively explained to the American people on a regular basis why this matters. But I do think that what you just said is so logical, but it doesn't seem to be resonating with the administration. What are you hearing?
Well, first and foremost, we ought to look at the history here, and the word is incremental. The administration, and this is a criticism, has been too incremental here. And the way the cycle tends to work is if you go back 8 months ago, the Ukrainians were saying, we need a massive number of artillery shells. We need many, many more howitzers. And we said, nah, let us think about it. We'll study it for a while. Eventually, we ended up giving it to them. Same thing with tanks, being the classic example, where 5 months ago, 4 months ago, the West was saying, no, tanks, too provocative. Now they've got tanks. So I think we are too incremental, but the history of this conflict over 11 months tells me we're going to give them combat aircraft. Sometimes you got to just wake up and do what you know is going to happen anyway.
Right, but the whole country's being destroyed in the interim, and it's being reduced to rubble. But, I mean, they're fighting and they're resilient. I get it. So I looked at what Vladimir Putin said. This is like Stalingrad, and he predicts his victory. Mm-hmm. If you look back at Stalingrad, they lost between 1.7 and 2 million people, and that was a great victory. 2 million people died. And they withstood it. But do you think in this modern day and age, when you know there's people have options and many of which left the country rather than fight, do you think they've already lost 120,000 minimum in this one-year conflict that was supposed to last 3 days? Do you think modern Russia would be willing to digest 500,000 casualties?
I do not. And a huge difference, of course, is, if you will, the Battle of Stalingrad, as far as the Russian population was concerned, happened off stage. You know, there wasn't coverage by Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and 1,000 other networks and outlets. Now, even with the control.
Wow, we just might have lost them. It sounded a little bit like a echo in the background, almost as if the phone was dropped, right? So I'm going to give him a second to finish his thought, but he was just putting Stalingrad in perspective. They had no choice. They were invaded, so they had nowhere to run. So the Nazis come in. They start killing everything they can. They do the scorched earth policy, which is so I'm just filling in. I mean, they had no choice in Stalingrad because the Nazis invaded. So they had to fight. They had to fight in their own homes. They did the famous scorched earth policy. This is a war of choice. Don't they understand? Don't the Russian people understand that?
Indeed, they do increasingly, Brian. And my view is, to answer the question before I got cut off, is that the Russian people will not stand because the old Battle of Stalingrad, World War II, happened off stage. It wasn't covered by the media the way this is. And increasingly, Russians are concerned and aware of this war. That's going to bubble into pressure on Putin over time. Final thought, having said all that, Putin is really tapping deep into Russian DNA there, talking about Stalingrad. By the way, the city's not even called Stalingrad anymore. It was such a massive, massive destruction of life. It's now called Volgograd after the river that runs through it. I think he's playing with fire here, as he has been from the beginning of this. I don't like his hand of cards at this point.
All right. We'll see. We'll see what other challenges we have. Admiral, I hope they listen to you, because if they do, the Ukrainians can make this a spring in which they win. Or push him back to at least to Crimea. Admiral James Stravitis, thanks so much.
Always, Brian. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. When we come back, I'm going to open up the phones. 1-866-408-7669. To me, no doubt about it, that blows up that weather balloon. You tell the people of Montana, you give them 24 hours, you know about the debris field, roughly where it is. We understand hurricanes, tidal waves, tsunamis, tornadoes. We get it. We know how to react. All of us on the coast, in the middle, I get it. We all understand it. It's going to blow up. That's it. F-22 takes it out. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
John's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What does it feel like to file with TaxLayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxLayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, that's fair. You use TaxLayer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxLayer. File fearlessly.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is out of the hospital and recovering from his sudden cardiac arrest in front of millions on national TV. But something else was at work in that moment of near tragedy. The power of prayer. On the field, in the stands, in the announce booth. Focus on the family president, Jim Daly.
It was just that moment, and there's something I think just wired in us. I'm a person of faith, so I believe it's God's wiring in us that says, pray to me.
While medical experts look for answers to why a healthy athlete's heart abruptly stopped, Daly says this prayer response opened up a whole new discussion about why we pray and why prayer helps us cope with the unknown.
There is a lot of different dynamics going on there. One, it's soothing our own heart that we're able to grieve or to express grief or concern or fear or whatever it might be. And then in return, peace. I mean, that's what the scripture talks about. Shalom, God's peace coming upon us.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A study says gardening can improve your health. The University of Colorado study commissioned by the American Cancer Society says gardening helps people eat more fiber and get more physical activity, which help reduce cancer risks. Gardeners ate about 25 to 38 grams of fiber daily, compared to less than 16 grams consumed by the average adult. Gardening also increased physical activity, which helped drop stress and anxiety. Community gardening allowed people to create new relationships, which improved mental health. Senior author Jill Litt, a professor in the Department of Environmental Studies, saying, quote, these findings provide concrete evidence that community gardening could play an important role in preventing cancer, chronic diseases, and mental health disorders. Litt adding, no matter where you go, people say there's just something about gardening that makes them feel better. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
We'll be right back.
his mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology.
Time has expired.
My life was threatened. Thank you.
Let me
the
make
gentlewoman's
it plain.
Time has expired.
Ilhan Omar is right where she belongs.
The gentlewoman's
her
time
work
has expired.
Is needed on the Foreign Affairs Committee. Her clarity, conviction,
the gentlewoman's
and truth.
Time has expired, and she is no longer recognized.
The GOP is now doing what it is best at: weaponizing hate against a black, beautiful Muslim woman.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
I know Congresswoman Omar will not be silenced.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Omar,
the gentlewoman's time has expired.
That our country is failing you today through this chamber. You belong to
the gentlewoman is no longer recognized.
What an embarrassment. The squad unleashed. This is who they really are. They'll pretend to be mainstream and mellowed out, but they aren't. This is because a woman was pulled off Foreign Affairs. Why was she pulled off Foreign Affairs? Not even ousted from all committees. Because her anti-Semitic tropes, her anti-Israel beliefs, her comparing America and Israel to the Taliban and apartheid, her questionable background, and she was pulled off. And they voted, two-thirds, every Republican voted, let's get rid of her. And they sit there, scream, and just throw the rules out in the street and go right through the gavel. Here's Karl Rove. There's six major points that the Republicans outlined, by the way, and here's some of them. 24.
Look, it was all about her. It was about her ego. You're absolutely right. She said, I'm a powerful voice that needs to be silenced. That's why this is happening to me. There was nothing in those speeches that you showed and nothing in her speech that dealt with the issue at hand, which is she described Jews as saying it's all about the Benjamins. And she accused Jewish Americans of having an allegiance to a foreign state. She dismissed 9/11 by saying some people did something. She called the United States an apartheid regime, and she compared the United States and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban. And that's just the start. This woman has made a history of anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish comments, and you'll notice that nobody dealt with that. Nobody stood up and said you misunderstood her. Nobody stood up and said she apologizes. Nobody stood up and said you misconstrued those things.
And Gio, the only thing I heard her say is all about the Benjamins. I didn't know there was a negativity towards the Jews that was a Jewish trope. No one buys it. And they say it's because she's Muslim and black. Does a day go by where some Republicans not accused or some person's not accused of being racist? Let's get to the bait. Let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know. Sponsored by Unplugged. Reclaim your privacy from big tech snooping with Unplugged. Visit unplugged.com.
All right. Guess what? Jerry Seinfeld still making an impact. A brief interaction Jerry had with a telemarketer during season 4 episode of Seinfeld has inspired New Jersey state legislator to consider a new proposal when it comes to annoying telemarketing limits. Remember?
Why don't you give me your home number and I'll call you later?
Sorry. We're not allowed to do that.
Oh, I guess you don't want people calling you at home.
No.
Well, now you know how I feel.
It was a 15-second interaction that Jerry had with a telemarketer during that season. It spawned this, the new so-called Seinfeld bill, requiring telemarketers to not only state their names on what they're selling within 30 seconds, but also the names of whom they represent and phone numbers at which to reach them. I feel bad. It's not an easy job, but I just don't like the approach. I don't think people should be doing it. Next, fans start a petition to have Mama Kelce do the coin toss at the Super Bowl. Preparations are underway, as you know, for the Super Bowl 57. Donna Kelce will make history on February 12th when her sons Jason Kelce of the Eagles, Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs, take the field for the Super Bowl in Glendale. A Change.com petition started on January 31st with the simple goal, let Mama Kelce toss the coin for the game. Do you think that'll happen?
I think it's a great idea, right? Wouldn't it be fun to say it has over 34,000 signatures already?
I think it would be pretty cool, but usually they have somebody from the military or some type of angle, usually don't pay to do it. We'll see how that goes. But you know the biggest story about the Super Bowl.
Is that you will be there.
It's been underreported.
Totally underreported.
Totally underreported. And I just want to be able to go with that story exclusively. We'll be doing the show there on Friday and on Monday. I'll be doing Fox and Friends there Saturday and Sunday. We'll have Friday night, We're going to have the One Nation show on Saturday. So that'll be
Saturday
great.
Night, you're going to Shaq's dance party, and you said you were going to dance on the dance floor.
I never said that.
I think you're going to
I don't think that's been clarified at all.
Down with Shaq.
But Shaq wants to hang out with me, I think, is the story.
Only if you dance.
Not really. I do know Shaq likes being a DJ.
By GovMint.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7080, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRocher. A suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down by the U.S. off the coast of South Carolina.
On President Biden's orders, an F-22 fighter jet fired a missile at the balloon, puncturing it while it was about 6 nautical miles off the coast near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The president said he wanted the balloon downed on Wednesday, but was advised to wait until it was over water.
We successfully took it down, and I want to compliment our aviators who did it.
The suspected spy balloon traveled over military sites across North America, adding to tensions between the U.S. and China. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden delivers his State of the Union address Tuesday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll be his first speech to a joint session of Congress since Republicans took control of the House. After the president speaks, Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders will deliver the GOP response. The 4th highest-ranking House Democrat's urging his party to compromise with Republicans on a police reform bill.
Representative James Clyburn told the Washington Post there's no perfect bill. Quote, to keep trying to get the perfect piece of legislation rather than a good piece of legislation, I just don't know if that's a good thing to do. Using civil rights laws as an example, Clyburn told his colleagues to temper their expectations for major reforms in the aftermath of the Tyre Nichols killing by police in Memphis. Republican police reform point man Senator Tim Scott has made it clear Democrat efforts to revive the failed George Floyd Justice in Policing Act is off the table. Bud Agner reporting.
Regional heads of state have called for an immediate ceasefire by all parties in eastern Congo, where tensions have grown amid talk of war as Congo and neighboring Rwanda trade allegations of backing armed rebels. And police have arrested a man suspected of firing a gun loaded with blanks inside a San Francisco synagogue. News and analysis at townhall.com.
and you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Ford is cutting prices on its Mustang Mach-E electric SUV by as much as $6,000 just weeks after market leader Tesla made similar moves.
The company says it's increasing production of the Mach-E this year and is taking advantage of streamlined costs to reduce prices across the board. The automaker says the price cuts are part of Ford's plan to keep the SUV competitive in a fast-changing market. The price of a base rear-wheel drive standard range Mach-E will drop $900 to just under $46,000.
Jeremy House reports the top-end GT extended range will fall $5,900 to $63,995 sticker. The prices don't include shipping, government fees, or taxes. You can always check out the latest breaking news, read the most comprehensive analysis, both at townhall.com. Navy ships are getting fewer steaming hours because of growing maintenance delays and costs.
It's a troubling trend that comes at a time when the U.S. is struggling to keep pace with China's growing fleet. Operating and support costs grew by about $2.5 billion across 10 ship classes, while the number of propulsion hours in which ships were operating or training dipped during a 10-year period that ended in 2021. That's according to a report by the Government Accountability Office. The Navy saw increased maintenance delays, breakdowns, and cannibalization of parts, moving them from one ship to keep another going during the period. Keith Peters reporting.
A FedEx cargo plane attempting to land in Austin, Texas on Saturday had to reverse course after an air traffic controller gave a second aircraft departure clearance from the same runway. The flight was able to depart safely. The FedEx made his U-turn and landed without incident. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Shastabean is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shastabean Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shastabeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City.
I admire so much your work ethic and your enthusiasm and your commitment to ideas.
The most approachable radio host in America.
Brian Kilmeade sent me a signed book, and I'm not a fan.
I have had a crush on you. You know this for a very long time.
Now, are you listening to me? Because you're looking at the screen.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Coming to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country. Heard around the world. Trey Yinks will be joining us from Ukraine. Speaking of around the world, he just sat down with President Zelensky of Ukraine. What he wants, what he needs, and what he expects. And why he will not talk to Vladimir Putin. He has no interest, but wanted to talk to him before the war started almost a year ago. And we know, too, the DNC is having their summit in Virginia.
They're trying to get together and get a strategy together. The president and vice president are supposed to visit. So let's get to, before we get to Jonathan Turley to unwind what's going on with Hunter, let's get to the big three.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three.
I am Muslim. I am an immigrant. And interestingly, from Africa. Is anyone surprised that I am being targeted?
Omar out. Ilhan Omar's unsavory behavior and beliefs got her ousted by a House majority from Foreign Relations Committee, but not all committees. All in a very dramatic fashion. They took it very, very strategically. They had a meltdown. All went unhinged. I'm talking about the squad.
Number two.
China has plenty of low Earth orbit satellites that have much greater visibility and much higher clarity and can do a lot better spying than what this thing does. So that's why I think this is probably some sort of message.
China offensive. A spy balloon flies over our nukes as China's companies buying up private schools, as China's real estate companies are scooping up our land while pouring money into our colleges. What will it take for this administration to realize we're under a slow-motion invasion?
Number one.
It seemed that the letter was an implicit admission, I'd say almost an express admission, that this was his data. I don't know why they didn't realize it up until now, the import of what they had done.
Andy McCarthy weighing in. Hunter's offensive blows up in his own camp as his attorneys try to walk back their laptop admission as links between his dad's papers and policies overlap with Hunter's antics. With me right now is Jonathan Turley. Jonathan, were you astounded 24 hours ago when it was revealed by his attorneys that the laptop is real and they're going to sue the computer store owner and anybody else that reports on it, and then they walk back and go, we're not saying it's real? Are you surprised by this?
Well, I am surprised by how long it took for them to recognize reality. You know, remember, this has been years in which Hunter Biden has maintained that this really could all just be Russian disinformation. And that was becoming increasingly comical. But that went to a rather bad comedy when they first issued this letter asking for criminal investigations of their critics and media. And then when they saw what they had just admitted to, they issued a second statement saying, well, these might not really be our files. I mean, it's akin to asking the police to go search for a car that may or may not have been stolen, that may or may not be yours. I mean, it just left all of us scratching our heads. I mean, what the letter discussed were not just criminal investigations targeting critics, but threats of defamation and privacy lawsuits. None of those claims are credible.
Right, especially if you don't even admit that the laptop is yours. So if you go ahead and admit it's yours, you took it and you're making fun of me with it and you've overstepped your bounds and violated my privacy. Well, with what? With fake documents, fake emails, and fake pictures? You can't have it both ways. And it's crazy.
It doesn't help to be outraged that people are using a laptop that you abandoned. You know, Hunter Biden signed a very standard agreement that if he failed to retrieve his property after 90 days or whatever period, it was no longer his property. It was abandoned property. And that's the rule that applies to a great variety of what are called chattel that you leave with third parties. So, you know, he was asked to pick up his computer repeatedly. He didn't do it. And eventually it was no longer his computer. Now, the only other claim he can make is not that these were stolen, but that this is a tort called the public disclosure of embarrassing private facts. The problem with that tort action, which is the only one I can think of at the moment, is that there's an exception for things that are newsworthy. Now, Hunter Biden may be a number of things and not a number of other things, but he is most certainly newsworthy.
Yes, I would say that, especially as this it might be intelligence worthy, too, as some of this paperwork and these emails reveal business deals that could involve our national security, which is the whole point. It's not to point out embarrassing things about Hunter. It's talk about the deals in which he headed up that could involve his father, who, according to reports, is president. Here's Kevin McCarthy brought up something interesting. He sees another strategy in the lawsuit. Cut four.
On Hunter Biden,
yes,
and his calls for a federal investigation now into the dissemination of the laptop, how is that going to impact your own investigations into him?
I don't think, anyway. I think it's delayed in his tactic. I think it's an attorney tactic to try to stop something. The one thing I will say from that, he's acknowledging now it is his laptop. So he was a little slower than the rest of the papers and Twitter and the others, but now we know that it's true. And I think the investigations here, the uniqueness is you'll have Republicans and Democrats, and we'll get to the bottom of all that.
Yeah, I mean, we should be able to do that. But what do you think about that? Is he trying to slow down the Republican-led House investigation?
Well, I think he's more likely trying to chill media organizations and other third parties from discussing these documents. It is an old trick. You know, you shoot a couple of rounds across the bow of the media. You expressly threaten people like Tucker Carlson with defamation lawsuits. And it tends to reduce the number of people who are willing to report on the story. There's nothing new about it. I had a conversation yesterday with an editor who was jittery on this subject. And we talked about, you know, the letter. And as I explained, you know, I teach defamation. I said, you know, anyone can say that they're going to sue you for defamation. The question is it credible? This is not credible. I mean, the idea that Tucker Carlson would be sued for defamation because he believes the files show influence peddling is absolutely absurd. There are congressional committees looking into that question. Are you really going to sue someone in the media for sharing their opinion on what these files mean? Obviously, this is just a thuggish effort to try to get people to stop talking about the laptop.
But if that is, let's play that out. Okay, you're saying that I'm using this, erroneously saying that that Hunter Biden was part of an international plot setting up international business deals. Let's go through it. Can I see the emails? Can we see the companies? Can I find Tony Bobulinski and can we get him to testify about these companies and the president's role in that? Should I continue? Devin Archer, who's in jail, can I talk about his role? Can we play this out? How would this not blow up in Hunter and the Biden family's face?
Well, that's the really bizarre thing to this, because I don't see any intelligent design behind this letter. The best you could say for it is it's an effort to knuckle or muscle critics into silence. But that's not going to work. But at worst, it could really backfire.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say that they did sue someone for defamation or privacy. That would trigger depositions. The defense to defamation is truth. So Hunter Biden, who's avoided any testimony, any public statements about these influence peddling schemes, would have to sit for hours of deposition on that subject. Now, even if Hunter Biden is delusional enough to trigger that type of deposition, his father will be left in a virtual fetal position at the very thought of it. I mean, you know, after all of the effort of the Bidens to silence the scandal,
yes,
his son's tripping wires in litigation.
So what do you think when they came out and said, we're not saying that the laptop is real? Do you think the White House got in front of Abby Lowell and said, are you nuts? You've done the impossible. You actually made things worse. Do you get the sense that someone got involved there?
Well, I think that this is the weird thing about the Biden administration, is that even though the narrative is completely ridiculous, you know, this continued effort to say, well, we really don't know if it's his laptop, the Biden administration has just stayed with narratives, even when they don't work. An example of that is, you know, the White House press briefings and refusing to discuss anything about the Biden documents. People cringe. As, you know, Jean-Pierre says over and over again, we've been very transparent, we're cooperating, and by the way, we will answer nothing. But, you know, the White House here, I'm sure, was really alarmed because this is giving them even the pretense that they had before. And what's interesting, though, is that this is collapsing across the board. You know, you have media organizations, the New York Times, you know, and other, the Washington Post and other papers, that waited roughly 2 years before they admitted the laptop was authentic. Now, many of us started writing about the laptop before the election and noted that the laptop emails were self-authenticated because they had third parties that were confirming they did receive the emails. But it took 2 years for the media to be comfortable enough to say, yeah, it wasn't Russian disinformation after all. It really is Hunter's. But the last dog in this fight are the Bidens. And I think that what a lot of people from the White House are saying is, we know no one believes us, but if we start to admit it is his laptop, it means that all of those pictures of taking drugs, having sex with prostitutes, talking about foreign deals are also legitimate. And it's better for us just to say that we don't know rather than answer those questions.
Right. It's fascinating. So I know you've been mentioning this over the last few days, but there are 1,850 boxes of files from the then Vice President's D.C. office that were delivered to the University of Delaware on June 12th. 33 pallets carried by two trucks, according to multiple reports. The person who put that all together was a former business partner of Hunter's who delivered Eric Sherwin. He communicated with Biden's deputy counsel, Catherine Owama, and Michael Monahan in the lead up to the delivery. So he coordinated it. So Hunter involved in all this stuff. People look at one of these communications with when his days on Burisma about intelligence he suddenly had on Russia oligarchs and said, did he get that from intelligence? And now we're finding out that the president held back some classified documents when he was senator. Why are we not at the University of Delaware with the FBI going through those 1,850 pages?
Well, again, this is what's so insulting about
boxes.
The public positions of the government is that there's no reason. 80 miles away from the Rehoboth Beach house where they were looking for one or two documents is a trove of thousands of documents. And yet the FBI essentially drove right by there, went and searched a vacation home, and then went back to Washington.
So the university says, nope, we're not going to be releasing any documents until 2 years after Joe Biden retires. That wouldn't apply to the FBI, though.
No, it wouldn't. And the press has been really docile on this because this is the president that says, I believe in absolute transparency.
Yeah, right.
And says you can take the word of a Biden. Well, fine. Take the word of a Biden. Be transparent. You know, but they're doing this first and foremost because they didn't want people to look at these records when there were sexual harassment allegations raised against the president. And University of Delaware allowed itself to be converted into a giant lockbox for the Biden family. And it's disgraceful.
Jonathan Turley with us. Jonathan, lastly, you know, you're in the business of trying to detect the truth full time. Knowing what we know about the laptop and logic, what we've known for 2.5 years, but now everybody agrees it's his, and the president's communicated with it. His voice is on there. Listen to this in perspective of what we now know. Cut to.
I still think that the stories from the fall about your son Hunter were Russian disinformation.
Yes. God love you, man. You're a one-horse pony.
There's nothing to any of that. Nothing to any of that. It's all a smear.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plan.
So he knows it's true. He doesn't. He ducks and says it's not true. He said the same. That was from the debate stage. Worries me as an American that he's that comfortable lying.
Well, he was lying knowingly and repeatedly, including in a presidential debate. And that is, in my view, beyond question. What's really alarming is that while the press has quietly admitted that the laptop is authentic, they have conspicuously avoided the tapes that you just played. They're not confronting the president saying, why did you lie to us over and over again? Your voice is on these tapes. You met with, according to a witness, with Bobulinski to discuss these deals. You met with associates. There's photographs of you. There's dinners that were held. So why did you lie to us? That question is not being asked by anyone other than Fox and a couple other organizations.
Question is, if he sits down on Super Bowl Sunday with the network, the host network, that's called Fox. It'd probably be Shannon Bream. I guarantee you that question will be asked. And then
Shannon's perfect for this. You know, I got to tell you, she is as smart as a whip. And she's, you know, she's that sort of iron fist in a silk glove. So that is one interview I will not miss.
Right. And plus, you should watch the game, too, Jonathan. It's going to be a good game.
I am going to watch the game. But you know what? You should be ashamed to even mention it, that you're getting a ticket to go see it.
Oh, my goodness. This attack that comes from the Turley camp is just totally unwarranted. Jonathan, thanks so much. Awesome segment. Thanks for your insight. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Saving a lot of dough might seem like a tough thing to accomplish, but according to GoBankingRates.com, if you follow some steps, you could save up to 10 grand in 3 months. In order to do so, you need to set a goal and a budget. It's also a good idea to find the right savings account to stash your cash and pay down your debt. You can either try the snowball debt method, which focuses on paying off your smallest debts first, or the avalanche method, which focuses on paying off your debts in order of the highest interest rate to the lowest. Next, evaluate and limit spending and determine where you can shave unnecessary expenses. Also, try increasing income streams by picking up odd jobs or a side hustle. And it may be time to reevaluate some of your lifestyle choices, even if that means temporarily sacrificing your creature comforts. If you try combining some aspects of your financial situation, you might be surprised how quickly you can increase your savings. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with star producers of the horror genre, James Wan and Jason Blum, who team up for the new AI thriller, Megan. And they spoke about how a film like this can lead to a lot of AI fascination conversation.
Megan just felt very relevant in the sense that she's an AI doll with AI programming. She learns to be who she is. And I do think that within that, there's a cautionary tale.
I've been more conscious of it lately because I keep getting emails or things in the newspaper or on Axios or whatever of all this new AI. I always thought that it was people being worried about it were blowing it out of proportion, but now, maybe because of Megan, I no longer think that.
I also asked them about recent news of them potentially merging production companies.
Jason and I, we've known each other for a long time. Right. We have a few other projects that we've sort of collaborated on and stuff like that, so it just felt like a natural thing that if we combine, we can actually take advantage of, you know, all the good stuff that we have.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In January of 1960, John F. Kennedy announced that he would seek the presidency of the United States, which he won on November 8, 1960, in a narrow victory over Richard Nixon. At 43, he became the youngest U.S. president.
In the past 40 months, I have toured every state in the Union, and I have talked to Democrats in all walks of life. My candidacy is therefore based on the conviction that I can win both the nomination and the election. I believe that the Democratic Party has a historic function to perform in the winning of the 1960 election, comparable to the 1932 election. I intend to do my utmost to see that that victory is won.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
And I talked to somebody today who got canceled a few years ago, and he said something I thought was very interesting, that it's almost better if you're accused of a crime, because then you could fight back, or if you're convicted, you could serve the time, and then you could come back. But right now, the people who wanted him canceled in the first place hound him every month, and he's reminded of that. And he's not been able to fully recover, though he puts on a pretty brave face. And that's only one person that I know.
Kilmeade.
There's many people.
So that was Dana Perino last night on Gutfeld, or was it on The Five?
It was on Gutfeld.
On Gutfeld.
Yeah.
So, yeah, who was she talking about?
That is the question. I mean, you guys are friends. You probably could text her to get an answer.
I know, but then she would tell me I did not give the name for a reason. Then I'd feel I'd be holding it back for my audience.
Well, I was
maybe I should do the Joe Biden. Don't tell me what you found in my office.
I just don't remember.
Right.
Yeah.
So it may be plausible deniability.
Could be.
It's so interesting that Dana would have such a great time on The Five that she'd waltz over and do more Gutfeld on his show. And it's an hour. I mean, you can't just like go in for a segment. You got to stay there for the whole hour.
I mean, are you saying she's lazy and wouldn't want to do that?
I'm just saying, how much Gutfeld can one person take? I mean, Tyrus doesn't do The Five very rarely. He fills in for Gutfeld.
Exactly. Well, I feel like the country wants a lot of Gutfeld.
Well, if you look at the ratings.
Yeah.
But I try not to make that a big deal, because if it's possible, his ego gets even bigger.
And Kilmeade doesn't want a lot of Gutfeld.
Right.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite 241-3474.
Radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
At this moment, your troops in the East are bracing for a new Russian offensive. What is your assessment of the situation along the front lines?
Well, this situation on the front line is complicated. Well, it wasn't easy over those months. For over a year, we have this war. People are exhausted, but still there is this resilience of our soldiers. It's important to have the resilience among the people. There's this high level of morale, and Russia is preparing for the revanche. We can feel this. I believe that it has already started, either fully or not fully. We will see that in the nearest weeks.
So they're ready for a surge. The Ukraine is bracing for a tough winter and a surge in the spring. We know that, and we also got some insight because Trey Yanks was able to pull off a huge interview and sit down with the president of Ukraine, in the capital. Trey Yanks, congratulations. Fox News foreign correspondent. Great interview, Trey.
Thank you, Brian.
Notice you walked it, no lights. What are conditions like in their their main office building?
So that was the second time I had been in this building since the war began, and it's a heavily fortified complex near to the center of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. And you go through multiple military checkpoints with armed soldiers before you actually make it into the compound. And when you walk through the doors of this building, it's quite an old structure, but there are sandbags all along the hallways and weapons lined up for these soldiers to use if there is an attack on the building. And so it looked very similar to how it looked when I was there just days after the war began. And when we met with Ukrainian President Zelensky, he was quite relaxed. He had a variety of meetings scheduled for the day. But there's a real understanding that even though the capital of Kyiv is not taking direct ground fire anymore, this could be a battlefield in the coming weeks or months if the Russians do decide to attack again from the north.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to unpack there. First off, you talk to a guy that, you know, this guy was a comedian, fun-loving guy, great personality, big smile. He has all been game-faced over the last year. You also asked him about meeting with Vladimir Putin. And he said, yeah, I wanted to meet with him before, but not now. Why?
Well, absolutely. I pressed him on this idea of peace talks because it's something that's just not taking place right now. A simple conversation between the leader of Russia and the leader of Ukraine. And he said, look, this is a guy who wants to kill me. Why should I talk to him? And I continued to question him on conditions that would have to exist here in Ukraine before he would have those conversations and discussions. And he basically said the bottom line is that all Russian troops must leave Ukraine before he is willing to start peace talks. And I said to him, this appears to be a stalemate. You are unwilling to speak with the Russians until Russian forces leave your country. And Vladimir Putin is continuing with his invasion, even escalating it this week. So how does all of this end? What is the end? And he didn't really have a set answer of how it looks from his perspective, but he answered that the world should put more pressure on Russia. They should isolate the Kremlin. They should isolate officials in Moscow and ensure that they are so pushed to the side and unable to operate in the international community that behavior has changed and ultimately the conflict ends. It's yet to be seen if that strategy will work.
Yeah, he says, let them withdraw and then we'll start talking. You also want, he always goes out of his way to make clear this is not just about the Ukraine. I 100% agree. Here's what he said, cut 36.
If Ukrainian wall, and I believe that's a global wall of democracy, this is what Ukraine is. Unfortunately, we are this living wall. That's what I would like to underline. If we will fall, this will be the start of the Third World War or the recognition of the fact that NATO member nations are standing by themselves on their own.
I think a lot of these nations understand it. Moldova will fall. Georgia will be fully absorbed. Start pressuring the Baltic nations, infiltrating into their elections. And they're going to try to reconstitute some semblance of the Soviet Union. I think people in that area get that. But you're actually in the area. Trey, what do you think?
Well, absolutely. And I think it's something that certain lawmakers get wrong in Washington when they talk about ending aid to Ukraine. Vladimir Putin has been very clear. He would like the Soviet Union to exist as it used to. He has called the collapse of the Soviet Union the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. He has been very open about his aspirations to take land across Europe. And so Zelensky pointed to that in our interview yesterday in Kyiv and used words that other leaders have started to use, World War III. The idea that the entire globe could be at war if Vladimir Putin expands his aspirations as he has said that he would do. And so the president has a point here, and it's an objective point. And I think that a lot of times when we talk about aid to Ukraine, it gets wrapped up in politics. But we've seen with our own eyes and captured images on our cameras. We have the evidence to show what Russian forces are doing in this part of the world. They are slaughtering civilians. They are targeting residential areas. They are killing doctors, journalists, teachers, noncombatants. And there is no indication that they would stop with Ukraine, even if they were successful. And so that's the point that President Zelensky was trying to make, is that Vladimir Putin has much larger aspirations, and the entire world should care about that, because if the Russians attack a NATO country like Poland, for example, it would drag in the United States and other NATO countries to a larger conflict.
Right. And they have to be saying to themselves, we can't handle Ukraine, not in NATO. If we hit a NATO nation, we'd be crushed beyond crushed. But if you don't care about your people, you can just absorb a lot of losses. They have 156 million to die. Ukrainians are beginning to think that, or they're reporting now, that Vladimir Putin told the military, I want the whole Donbass by March. How real is that?
It is not surprising. That was one of the initial goals of Russian President Putin. I don't think tactically it's going to be possible. The losses are extremely high on both sides, especially the Russians. When you look at the past few weeks, they have been sending mercenaries, Wagner Group fighters, to the front lines in Bakhmut and Soledar, right along the eastern line of contact. And these waves have been described as waves of zombies by the Ukrainian soldiers there, because they say they just run at the Ukrainian machine gun positions, get mowed down until these Ukrainian soldiers are out of ammunition, and then hope to take just a few hundred meters in a day or even sometimes a week. So the aspirations that Vladimir Putin has, specifically in the Donbas, this eastern region of Ukraine, are not surprising, but they are going to be hard-pressed to take this territory from the Ukrainians in its entirety. They already control a portion of the Donbas region in Luhansk and Donetsk, these contested areas of eastern Ukraine. But in order to take the entire Donbas region, they would have to defeat the entire Ukrainian army along that line of contact, and it just doesn't seem realistic given the current condition.
So I know you don't give military recommendations, but do you believe that we're at the point now, if you're going to give tanks, why not planes? If you're going to give HIMARS, why not ATACMS?
You're right. It's not my call to make, but Ukrainian President Zelensky was very much of the mindset when we spoke with him yesterday that Ukraine needs these advanced weapons to win. And it's something that Ukrainian officials have talked about pretty extensively over the past several months, and even since the war began. They have been very critical of the Biden administration and Ukraine's NATO allies across Europe about the way aid gets delivered. It often trickles into Ukraine in a very familiar way. And we've seen this with air defense systems. We have seen this with the mid-range missiles that have been provided to Ukraine, and even the artillery units that, until the Americans say yes and they sign off, European partners are hesitant to deliver that aid. NATO is trying to work hand in glove in this conflict and ensure that no country gets ahead of another country when it comes to supporting Ukraine militarily. So that's really the question moving forward, is will the tide shift to the point where Ukraine's NATO allies provide things like fighter jets? The F-16 was a topic of conversation yesterday, and that's still up in the air, because in the past the Biden administration has said no to tanks, mm-hmm. and now there are M1 Abrams tanks headed to Ukraine in the coming weeks. And so these things can change as the war develops, and there are calculations being made behind the scenes by NATO and key officials across the world about what type of support Ukraine needs to maintain, and as Zelensky said, ultimately win the war.
So Trey, when you were done with the interview, before and after, and your takeaway, I was just wondering if you can give our listeners a sense of Zelensky's mindset and the condition of the country, because you've been in and out of the country since the war began over the last year.
Yeah, I've spent more than 150 days here since the war began, and it has been difficult to really wrap my mind around the level of suffering that's taking place here, because it's so widespread. And I asked Zelensky this as a human, not just as a wartime leader, but how this affects him. How does it affect your mental health to be the target of a country like Russia? In the early days of this invasion, we were here in the capital of Kyiv as paratroopers came into the outside of the city and tried to work their way through kill squads to take out Zelensky. And you could hear the gun battles in the streets. And Zelensky basically said he has to be strong. He has no other choice. And I think that sentiment can be applied to many Ukrainians that we've met. Because initially I described Ukrainian civilians that we met across the country as resilient. But I think when we describe the Ukrainian people as resilient, that is accurate. But it has to be addressed with a caveat. And that caveat is that they are resilient because they have to be resilient. They are facing such tragedy and trauma on an unimaginable scale. And I think that Zelensky embodied that spirit of they will continue the best they can to fight this war and push back the Russians as the invasion escalates in the days ahead. But it will be difficult, and thousands of innocent people will die in the process.
Yeah, and I just think that so many people are looking to get out and saying, you know, American people famously get bored of war and they want it just to end, dating all the way back to 1812. Let's just end this. You know, so it goes over. It's the same cycle over and over again. Iraq, we know about that. So looking at this right now, the one thing that would lose American support if they were to find corruption, the money we're sending, the weapons we're sending, end up in the wrong hands or resold. He has gone out of his way to crack down on corruption that I didn't know was happening. What is the level of corruption? How concerned was he? And what progress did he make in getting rid of it?
It's a great question. And he talked about corruption on camera and these recent raids for the first time in our interview. Ukraine historically has been known as a country that has a lot of corruption, many oligarchs, a lot of money moving around behind the scenes. And it's certainly a concern and a reasonable concern for people to have. Because at the end of the day, it is very difficult to track this level of money. But Zelensky has made clear he wants to address this, and he has taken specific steps in recent days and weeks to do so. He has dismissed a number of top officials. He has ordered raids on different areas of Kyiv where businessmen who maybe had shady ties or ties to the black market were staying. And so he basically summed it up to me as, look, we cannot risk the support from our partners due to corruption. And I don't know enough about the corruption here to truly understand if his actions now are enough. Because in a country of more than 40 million people, these issues can run very deep. So I don't ever claim to speak on the issue with authority, but what we have seen over the past several days is Zelensky ordering these anti-corruption raids and dismissing a number of officials to at least send a message to American partners and to European partners that an effort is being made to address the issue of corruption.
Trey Yinks, great job. Stay safe, Craig. Continue to do great work.
Thank you, Brian.
You got it. Hey. Just I announce this, the U.S. has just announced they're postponing Tony Blinken's, the Secretary of State's, trip over to China in light of the surveillance balloon that was discovered in Montana. We'll have more of that when we come back. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
ForByGovernment.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7080, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime?
Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We are exactly 1 year away from the first Democratic primary of the 2024 presidential campaign. Yeah. Wow, the excitement in the room is palpable. American politics is relentless. They're like that friend of yours who's like, it's my birthday month.
Right. And I think it must be odd because I kind of like the way they do it in England. When you feel like you're strong, you call for an election. When you feel like you're weak, people demand you call for an election. In between, they keep going. But it's so short. I like the fact that it's so short, but this is, it becomes a, I guess part of this is money. Because you make so much money, you buy so many ads, you raise so much money, and people get paid so much money, they staff up, those people go on payroll. But there is some news on 2025, I think is worthy of reporting. And there could be somebody else on the right getting in. Now, we're waiting on Pompeo, waiting on Tim Scott. We are waiting on Mike Pence. I think it's all a layup and just a done deal. Nikki Haley's going to get in on the 15th. Listen to the mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, cut 42.
Look, you know, I'm strongly considering running. It's something that I've discussed with my family. My family is on board. But it's a process that you have to undertake. It's a leap of faith and something that you have to do your due diligence on, because it's one of the most difficult gauntlets that a human being can put themselves through. But I love this country. I love the city that I was born and raised in. I'm the first mayor of Miami that was born in Miami, and I was blessed to be elected by 86% and reelected by close to 80% because I've stuck to three simple rules. I've kept taxes low in my city, lowering taxes to the lowest rate in our history. I've kept people safe. We just finished the year with the lowest homicide rate per capita since 1964. And I've leaned into innovation.
So that's how he feels. And I like him a lot. And he is another Republican. Doesn't really get along with Governor DeSantis. Rick Scott doesn't really get along with Governor DeSantis. So you might say, well, how are these Florida Republicans going to run against each other? It's really no problem. You know, who does get along with DeSantis is Rubio. They're tight. I think Marco Rubio gets along with just about everyone. He even gets along with President Trump. I think he just does his job. Not that Mayor Suarez doesn't do his job and Governor DeSantis does his job. But Governor DeSantis just says, this is what I'm doing. You come with me. If not, I'm perfectly okay with that. And this week he took on woke with Governor Chris Sununu, said, I don't do that as governor. I don't get involved in woke politics. Not my job. Governor DeSantis said, I got a huge problem with the AP exam as it relates to this high school curriculum for African studies. Why do they have African queer nation or whatever they call it? Why are they using Black Lives Matter? You look at it, but give me the counter. Give me the Shelby Steeles. Give conservative thought and give liberal thought. Democratic thought and Republican thought. And he changed the curriculum. So it looks like another win, but of course the barbs come out and says, you're a racist. I have news for you. If you call everyone a racist, no one's a racist. I'm going to go with no one. We see our point of view. Sooner or later, we're going to realize it's so counterproductive to focus on everyone's heritage and skin color. Sooner or later.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.